The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm enjoying your show very much in regard to the topic of circumcision. I was in Washington, D.C., and I heard an interview on the radio by a Dr. Robert Spiewak. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him. He's in the forefront of the anti-circumcision movement, and I heard him on an interview on the Don and Mike show, and he contends that the actions against circumcision here in this country were started by men that were totally into ass play, and that simply because there are just a lot of men that like to stick this where from.
Okay. Okay. You know anything about that?
I know nothing about that. What was the name of this doctor?
It's Dr. Robert Spiewak.
And he says that he's against circumcision?
He's actually for circumcision because he states that later on in life, if you're not circumcised, many men develop health problems.
Well,
for example, penis cheese and things like this.
He's clearly uninformed, and to say that this springs forth from simply from the gay movement, who had the opportunity to see one penis after another and began to see the extensive scars.
He actually has a pretty informative newsletter that I get by email. I think it comes out once a month. It's entitled "Leave My Penis Alone."
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that caller.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Any relationship has ups and downs. Your ex, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rings I see on these men's fingers. You think y'all don't go through up and down? Come on, get a grip. Because AI is AI, we got to go through that and we'll go through it.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate and urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and, how to put it delicately, I guess there's no way to conduct a gynecological examination.
I love Charlie's balls.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
Howdy, folks, and welcome back, everybody. I'm Tom. We're back on live tonight, so the toll-free is up and running, and the Colorcast is on the air now for the 12th of November, 1997, for CBS Radio and Television here in Los Angeles, California. You know, if today, if we were living in the year 1913, today's date would be 11-12-13, but we're not, so it ain't. Anyway, today I did a little thing called the Satellite Radio Tour, where Tom talks with guys and gals on different radio talk programs around the country. And I was chatting with Mike O'Mara and Don Geronimo from WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. And their motto there, by the way, is WJFK, less BS. So I'm sure that Jack Kennedy up in heaven is saying, we have a TV station with less BS. And I had an email that ties in with Don and Mike in Washington. A lady wrote in here, family woman, said, you know, Tom, every night we see you at the show there, you open the show with the wide shot, and we see the gold vase at the base of your chair. For heaven's sake, what is the gold vase? Actually, the gold vase is a spittoon. And what's in here, you see, I take a little breath mint between the office and coming down here to the studio, just in case I want to plant one on a female guest, you know what I mean? And then right before the show started, because it's not polite to talk with mints in your mouth, we have what is called mint spit, in which I spit a mint into these spittoons. So one day, this guy Geronimo and Mike are in here from WJFK. They came out for the big primetime tour, where they got to talk with the CBS stars, and the lady who gave them the tour, they said, would you like to see Snyder's studio? And I said, well, we'd like to see where he does the show from. They come in, and they come over here, and they see the old mint spit. And one of them says they took a handful of these and put them in their pocket and put passing them out on the plane. Strange things on the radio from WJFK, where there is Nash B.S.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interest you've written debit.
No, that's the bus. The bus, yeah. And also, I like tennis.
Very understandably, you didn't want to address this issue during the week, but many people out there with the game over want to know what your level of interest is in the North Carolina job, Coach.
Bonnie, I could give a flip about what those people want. As a journalist, you have to ask that question, and I understand that, but as a human being, that's all those people who want that answer know right now, they're not very sensitive.
If they offer you the job, though, would you be willing to take it?
I haven't thought about that for one second. And the guy in your ear that told you have to ask that question, as a journalist, that's fine. But as a human being, that's not very nice, because it's not very sensitive. And I got to think that in tough times that people should be more sensitive. I could give a shit about North Carolina right now. I've got 13 kids in that locker room that I love.
Coach, thank you.
Hey, it's a lady.
Bye, 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 bye.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know if you fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No.
None of them were at the charity gig last night.
No.
I hate them.
They kept saying, where's Rondé?
It's the true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sage. Ever see a bulldog eat mayonnaise? And all the symptoms see. They did it on purpose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I did it on purpose, boy. Hi, and thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show, this new episode on
Thursday,
April 10th. Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Canada, you cannot call, 800-636-1067. And DC 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. And,
welcome.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor.
Welcome. And
someone called for a doctor.
Welcome. And today, incidentally, right here, right there. That's
without the cheat end.
Wow. Hey.
You did that for real?
That was real.
Way to go.
See, here's the cheat end. Didn't have to go to it today. Today was natural.
You know, I'm overanalyzing that edited version. I think they it's a hair too early. It ought to come in on the bow, bow, bow. Wouldn't it be easier? I mean, see, it's got a little stutter step.
Yeah, but it's hidden in all of the other.
Yeah, I mean, when you do it, you can't tell. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, today was a natural occurring phenomenon.
That's great.
We actually hit it. But listen, the music we got to be playing right now is. This music,
poor girl,
as we set the stage for Mike's Mansion,
yeah.
Viramax Vegas Trip Giveaway number 4, Einzweiter Eifia, for you German speakers.
Thank what you, beautiful woman would not like a trip to Las Vegas?
The deal is this.
Las Vegas.
You come down to the station, you disrobe. Mm-hmm.
Come and see my mates. My mates Don, Buzz, Rob, maybe even Charlie. Maybe even Charlie could be here.
Nah, he's my pussy whipped. He can't look anymore.
You can win a trip to Las Vegas by auditioning to stay at the mansion now.
The deal is you come here to the station, Don and Mike, World Broadcast Headquarters, the big CBS building on Main Street in Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia.
I find myself slightly embarrassed about this bit.
Come by, ladies. Don't be embarrassed, Mike.
No, sorry, no. I can't help myself. I
present yourself, disrobe, give Mike a little spin.
Yeah.
And Mike will be the sole judge for this contest, as was decided late in yesterday's show.
Right. We are entertaining all shapes and sizes, incidentally, for the mansion.
We're just looking for some skin. I mean, we've done this contest with entertaining games and jokes. Today it's...
And if anybody else was doing it, you guys would probably get in trouble.
It's very... Yeah.
Because it's really kind of... What's the word I'm looking for? It's...
Well, I know that Frida would
blatant.
Not...
It's shameless. Blatant. There's really no...
It's like the time that Frida made me wear a blindfold when we did trick or treat.
Because that was just... You know what? Here's the word. Gratuitous.
It was,
that's exactly what it is.
It was having girls get naked just to have girls get naked. There was really no rhyme or reason. I tried to...
Seeing as I have no one to answer to now,
mm-hmm.
I can be the point man for this... gratuitous display of nudity.
Yeah. I tried to get out of it by at the time. But honey, it's Halloween. It's trick or treat.
Right.
And you remember that's the time she made me wear the blindfold.
I should point out, though, it's not exclusively nudity, that we're going to have a series of very interesting questions that you will ask the ladies.
Once they've disrobed, that's when they will answer the questions, and that's when they will... That's when they will pose for Mike. They'll spin for Mike. And anyway, and incidentally, it's up to Mike at any point if he sees a woman that comes in, just a dynamite chick.
Stop the contest right there.
Right there, it could be. It's all over. We've got a winner.
It could happen with the very first woman.
So, ladies, our doors are open.
Yeah. No, Rob, you don't think so?
Come down. Disrobe.
Come on down.
And join.
Yeah, and have Buzz do the little song.
Oh, we got to do one more. It's Mike's Mansion, because it's always been Mike's dream to go to Playboy Mansion. Now, here with more on this contest is our friend Buzz Burbank.
Hey, baby. You want to go to Las Vegas? You want to meet Mike O'Mara? You want to get...
I hate that part.
Partially naked?
Right.
No.
You want to get...
No.
Totally naked.
There you go.
Yeah.
Come on down.
I'm down in audition for the mansion.
Mike nice. Mansion.
Yeah. Nice!
Hey, it's a lady!
So, and you get to meet everybody, Buzz, not just me.
That's right.
So you gotta sell this thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Buzz, take two.
You want to meet all of us.
Hey, baby.
But it is Mike's mansion.
Yeah, all right.
Come on down to Mike's mansion. And meet Mike, and Don, and Buzz, and Rob. And get naked.
Joe.
I got Joe.
And Joe.
And Joe.
Do I get a mansion out of this?
No.
Mike, so what the hell are we calling it Mike's Mansion for?
You had a mansion.
I did.
You had a mansion. So listen, come on down, ladies. Our doors will be open through the entire broadcast today.
Now you've got him crying.
I'm all right.
Boy, oh boy. Did I have a time last night? You know what you were just doing? You were just being a sad clown.
Yes. Before. I was. And a little bit of Danny DeVito in...
Ruthless People.
Ruthless People, where he puts the soap in his eye. Only it was reversed.
Right. Last night, I had the pleasure of being asked to be the celebrity auctioneer for the Brian Mitchell charity function.
I thought you were actually kind of psyched about it.
I was.
Leaving here with your suit, with your mafia suit.
All dressed up, and my funny, cunny honey was me in there, and she was all dressed up. And Brian Mitchell, B. Mitch, is a good guy who I spent a good period of time with last night. However, my word of advice for Brian Mitchell or any other celebrity that's going to have an event open to the public that has the celebrity's name on it. Like last night, for instance, if it's the Brian Mitchell, Foundation, the We Care About Kids, whatever it was, and it's his name and it's his face, doors open at 7.
Right.
Good idea for Brian to arrive around 7.
What time did he get there?
About 9:15.
That's unfashionably late.
about 9:15. So for the first, I left the show at about 7. I got there about 7:30.
Did you drive at a pretty good clip to get down there?
Yeah, well, of course, because I was afraid that, I'd be the last one there. That the whole thing would be going in full swing and I would be arriving late.
Right.
I get there, I pull up the same time as my wife. We said, wow, it's very crowded. We walked in, and the place was swamped.
Good.
Full of people.
Good.
All the guys wearing the jerseys,
yep.
The footballs for the players to sign, and I'm looking everywhere for B. Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady that had asked me to be the auctioneer,
yep,
came up and said, oh, we're so glad that you're here. Brian is not here yet. I've been in contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be here shortly.
Very good.
I said, all right, I'm going to just park myself at the bar. My wife and I will park ourselves at the bar. You just let me know when you need me to do my part at the charity auction.
Now, what time did you figure you were going to do your charity auction?
Oh, I figured about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I figured thing starts at 7,
mm-hmm,
you do the live auction at 9,
yeah,
you make some money. Well, the live auction part didn't start till going on 11.
Ooh.
And by that time, you had a lot of people who either had already gotten their free autographs,
uh-huh,
and had left, or were just S-faced, or were just hanging around. And it was the worst part of the evening, yeah, to do, because it's a bar,
right,
everybody's drunk, and everybody's talking, and they give me the microphone to say, okay, now you got to get everybody's attention.
I can't imagine, having been involved with more auctions than I care to count, that's auction suicide. To go on after 9 o'clock with an auction, especially, yeah, to make it like that, was it the last feature of the evening?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel for you.
I got up and, I did what I thought I'd do best. I tried to take command of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, shut the F up. That's the first thing I said. Shut the F up.
Good.
And
you use the F word?
Yeah. Oh, it cost a lot. Standing directly to my right, they had at this place, the Orange Ball, they had these gigantic video screens where you could play the John Madden football video game.
Okay.
And
did you log a little time with that?
No. I couldn't because it was a line to play.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, guys, stop playing the game. We're going to do the auction now. And
is that how you said it?
Yeah, and they didn't stop.
Right.
And I walked over towards the further group away. There were three separate groups.
Uh-huh.
I walked to the group all the way to the very right, and I said, hey, now I'm on microphone. I said, hey, come on, turn the thing off.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do the auction for charity. And a brother says, get the F out of my way.
Hmm.
And I said, hey, get the F out of my way. And he's...
On microphone?
On microphone.
Oh, my God.
His part's not on microphone.
I had no idea when it turned ugly.
Here my part is on microphone. I said, get the F out of my way. And he stands up, and somebody says, hey, Don, don't you recognize Leslie Shepard, who used to play wide receiver for the Washington Redskins? And then I went, oh, F.
Oh, that was the guy that said, get the F out of my way?
Yeah, it's like it's a football player.
Yeah.
The guy just played with the Redskins very recently. That I'm telling him to stop playing the game. So I said...
he did real well with the Skins.
I said, Leslie, would you please stop playing the game? He said, I think about it. And then he was playing against some little white kid, like a 10-year-old. And I walked in there and I said, you have to stop playing right now.
Oh, God.
And so I got rid of that kid. And then as I walked down the line, I got the next two guys to stop playing. Then the third set of guys was a guy who had played for the Eagles. I had no idea who he is. But he had a gigantic neck, just a mountain of a man.
Big guy.
And also Daryl Porter was there, who was a defensive back, still might be with the Redskins.
Right.
He didn't want to stop playing either.
Oh, no.
And, I'm fighting this, and while this is going on, all the drunk people are like, having their own conversations,
right,
and I'm
nobody wants to play,
and I'm saying, Hello, hello. I've got very loud. I'm walking around the wireless microphone. This is for charity. This is for the Brian Mitchell charity.
So you're not up at like a dais or anything like that?
No, I'm standing in the corner of the bar.
Oh, God.
Where the DJ is. And now here's the first item that they wanted.
I was curious what they were auctioning off.
Okay, the first item, which I thought was a great item, was Brian has a golf tournament in May, and the prize was you go to New Jersey where this golf tournament is, and you play in Brian's party. You and three
foursome. All right.
You and three friends get to play a round of golf. And then have lunch with Brian Mitchell.
At his tournament.
At his tournament.
So you get to play with the tournament host.
And you know, at a golf tournament, that's when all of the real NFL guys show up.
Oh, yeah.
They get to play golf. That's when the guys like Donovan McNabb show up.
Right, exactly.
And he wasn't there last night. So I says, let's start the bidding at $100.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Little low ball. Yeah.
Not a hand.
No.
Not a hand. So then I started walking around and saying, there's got to be someone in here who has money. There's got to. I'm going up to people.
Oh, my God.
I'm going up to people individually and saying, you.
Is anybody helping you out during this at all?
No. I'm getting no help. And at this point, Brian Mitchell,
uh-huh.
is just sitting on a couch in the corner, kind of just looking down at the floor.
Oh, dear.
So he's no help. I eventually got, I ended up getting some guy, I think the golf thing went for, I think, $500.
Okay. Good for you.
And so it was a round of applause.
Yeah, right.
It was great. And then the lady comes up to me and she says, the next item is, Brian is giving two tickets to the Giants versus the Redskins in New York.
Right.
You get Brian's seats to the game
mm-hmm.
and a sideline pass and Brian will put you up in a hotel.
Oh.
I announce this, and the first thing that this fat guy sitting to the right yells out is, what hotel?
You know what? People at auctions are horrible.
So I said, what does it matter? Brian's paying for the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to Brian and I said, what hotel is it? And he said, it's the Marriott Marquis.
Great hotel.
I said, we've been to New York. That's a great hotel.
Probably the best Marriott property in the country.
Let's start the bidding at $250. Keeping in mind, you're getting Brian's tickets for the game.
Oh, yeah.
You get the sideline pass.
It's great, great
stay
price.
Stay at the hotel.
I'd start it at $500.
Well, it got to $300, and then somebody said, how are we supposed to get there? And this is the first of two times that I ended up going into my pocket to help out this foundation.
Right.
When I said, I'll pay for the Amtrak tickets.
All right.
So now you've got the whole package.
You got your transportation, your hotel, the game.
Train.
Planes, automobile.
Very nice. Train, you got the tickets.
Right.
Anyway, that goes for $500. And as soon as the guy buys it, the guy that got the bargain, first thing he does is come up to me and say, incidentally, how do I get those train tickets from you? And I was trying to be polite. I said, let me get through with the gig, and I'd be glad to tell you. He said, okay, well, I'm going to be right over here at the bar.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I'm going to forget it. Okay?
Right.
The next gig, the next prize is, and this is a valuable prize, laser eye surgery done by Dr. Mark Whitten. Now,
he's one of the biggies.
There's a lot of guys out there. You can spend like, I don't know, how you can get it done cheaply or you can get this guy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the famous guy that did Tiger Woods' eyes.
Right.
He also did my eyes, so I'm a walking testimonial. This is valued at $6,000.
Yeah.
Because you're getting the guy that, like, invented laser eye surgery.
Right.
And did Tiger Woods' eyes. You're getting him to do it. Not one of his lackeys. It's him.
Mm-hmm.
I say, let's start the bidding at $500 for a $6,000 prize.
Amazing.
Nobody. Nothing.
Man, that's amazing to me.
So, at that point,
must have been some good vision in there.
At that point, the woman that's running the auction brings up some pearls, and she says, okay, go with the pearls. So I start talking about these pearls that they want me to auction off, a pearl necklace. And I'm having
this is like the auction from hell.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time with this. I'm saying, how many guys here have ever given their girlfriends a pearl necklace?
Mm-hmm. And is that going to laugh?
So now I got their attention, right? Good. So we got some real pearls. Meanwhile, there's a woman in the front row who says, what about the eye surgery? I said, the laser eye surgery is still there, honey. She said, $500. I said, all right, now we're cooked.
So she didn't want to bid when it first came up for auction. Right. She just decided, well, it is a good deal now.
That's so cool. Now we got two items at the same time. Hmm. We've got the pearls, the $700 pearls, and we've got the $6,000 eye surgery. The pearls the crowd could care less about.
Hmm.
However, there were guys that were coming over with flashlights, like CSI flashlights, looking at the pearls and deciding that they weren't big enough and deciding that they weren't quite good enough.
Oh, my God.
Even though...
This is like the auction from hell.
You know, it's for charity.
That's right.
It's for charity. These people all paid to come in and be involved in this. So now we're back to the laser eye surgery.
Wow.
And there are two women who are now dueling it out.
Okay, good.
A woman says, $525. I said, we have a bit of $525. I go back to the original lady. How about $550?
Right.
She says, I don't know. I don't know. I said, we'll let it go for $700.
Mm-hmm.
So the other lady says, I'll go $600. I said, well, that's close, but not good enough. Don't forget, this prize is worth $6,000. I'm doing the whole spiel.
Right.
Tiger Woods, doctor, I'm yelling at people because people are walking out.
Oh, no.
People are drinking and the music's going and they're still playing the PlayStation game.
It's approaching midnight.
So now, the original lady says, I'll go to $650. The second lady says, I'll go to $650. I said, now we're very close.
Mm-hmm.
One of you, all you got to do is come up to $700, and you're going to take this $6,000 laser eye surgery for charity.
Yeah.
The one lady.
How do you get people tied?
The one lady. Well, they just both said $650.
Mm.
The one lady says, well, I drive a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, then you really better get that surgery, or you know, you're going to be run through a stop sign, and there's going to be carnage everywhere. The other woman says, well, I have a very important job too, and neither one of these bitches will go past $650.
Wow.
And then you just give it to the one.
No, because at this point I'm so pissed.
Right.
Because neither
you want 700.
I said. Mm-hmm. How about $626? Keep in mind, this was after I went through the thing where the guy had a $15 suit.
Right.
Rather, a $1,500 suit. And the opening bid was, I think, $50.
Right.
And the only people bidding on the suit were all of the football players that were there. They're the ones that realize the value because they have the fancy suits made all the time.
It must have been late if you got into a tie. That had to be a difficult situation.
And finally, I said, will either of you girls go to $626?
Over, I thought it was $650.
Or $651, whatever it was.
Right.
They wouldn't go a dollar more.
Oh, my God.
I said, we can't let this go for under $675.
Mm-hmm.
We really can't. It's worth $6,000.
Right.
You're paying 10%. 10 minutes I'm going back and forth with this.
My God.
Finally, I said, okay, I'll pay the extra money.
Boy, somebody got a steal.
Yeah. I'll pay the extra $25. Which one of you will pay $650? And finally, the first woman, she has a big discussion with her husband, and she says, like, she's doing me a favor. She says, well, all right, I'll help you out. I'll take it.
Oh, my God.
I'll take it.
Oh,
my
God, I hate
so
that.
The first thing she says to me, swear to God, I say, congratulations. She says, where's the $25? You know, because it's my 25 that put her
right
over the top.
Right.
I said,
it's right behind my Amtrak ticket.
I said, I reached in my pocket and I pulled out $25.
Right.
I said, now you go right around the corner and you pay the other $650.
Wow.
And congratulations, you've got it done. It was at this point that I feel these gigantic hammer hock hands on my shoulders, and it's Brian Mitchell. And he's behind me, and he's massaging my shoulders.
Ah.
And he says to me, he leans behind me.
Calm down, dog.
He says, "You're one bad MF."
That's great.
He said, "But I like that."
Yeah, sure.
I said, "Thanks." I said, "You know, we're like," I said to Brian, the microphone was down now, I said, "We're doing like a scene out of Jerry Maguire." And he said, "We kind of are."
Right.
And then Brian Mitchell said, "You're hanging by a thread." "But I dig that about you."
That's great.
And then I said, "But you shoplifted the pootie. Come on. You stole the pootie." And he said, "I stole the pootie. I stole the pootie." And then he walked away. And they wanted him to do a, they wanted to give him an award.
Mm-hmm.
And no one could find him. And I just wanted to get the F out of there.
Sure.
Who was the organizer of this fine event?
I don't know. Brian,
the lady?
The lady. Brian's manager, I guess. She said, "You've got to find Brian because I've written a speech and I have a special award for Brian."
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm thinking,
what time is it now?
Midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why am I still here?
Yeah.
So now I'm on the microphone. "Brian Mitchell, please come up. We have an award for you. Brian Mitchell, please come up." Meanwhile, all of these NFL guys who are still playing the Madden game, they're looking at me like, "Hey, would you shut up, man?" And I said, "All we have to do is give Brian the award, and then I promise I'll leave."
Mm-hmm.
So Brian comes up, and the woman has a very eloquently written 2-page speech.
Oh, God.
Now, she's not good on the microphone with the microphone technique.
Right.
She picks up the microphone, and it sounds like this. "I've been working with Brian Mitchell for about 10 years now in Philadelphia,
oh, God.
In Washington." Nobody can hear a word she's saying.
Right.
So I tell the DJ, you know, pump up the volume.
"Hey, Mr. DJ."
And I hold the microphone in front of her mouth, and they've given me the gift that they're giving Brian.
Okay.
And as it turns out, it's a Waterford Crystal football.
Wow.
And
you didn't drop it, did you?
No. It was like miniature sized.
Yeah.
It was about, how big is that, Mike?
It's about the size of of one of those small Nerf footballs.
Right. Yeah. So she says, "Brian, here is the gift we have for you, Don." And I said, "Brian, congratulations. It's a sexual aid." And it did not go over.
Oh, God.
It did not go over.
The evening from hell.
Wow.
He laughed.
Right.
Brian laughed.
Right.
And the lady didn't like it?
The lady didn't like it.
No, not after the
speech. She didn't like it. And he got the award.
Who was the celebrity the lady most resembled?
The lady,
I need to know.
White. Italian. No mustache.
Right.
Dark black hair. She looked Lily Tomlin-ish.
Yes. That's what I kind of pictured.
Okay.
Very good. Good description.
So we're finally done with the whole thing. And then at that point, I'm walking out. She's, "Hold on. Pictures."
Oh.
Pictures.
Oh. So, you're happiest.
You know, we're getting pictures, you know, and Brian is saying to me, "Come on, come on now. Come on now. Yeah, yeah. Come on, Jerry Maguire. You're almost home. You're almost home."
That's great.
So we got.
He had a good time. That's good.
Yeah, he had a good time. And I did meet an awful lot of very nice people who listened to our show.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow, what a CF.
Boy, if those things aren't organized, it can be a total CF. Best auction I ever did was the old, we have a grocery store chain here, Giant Food. Everybody around Washington knows Giant Food. The chairman of the board, I think his name was Pete Manos, and I was doing the auction, and he was going table to table with all his executives and tapping them on the shoulder. I was getting like $1,000 for a hockey stick.
Excellent.
It was amazing. He would stand in back of them, and you'd see him like lean down and whisper, and their hand would go up
in
the air.
That's good. That's good to have
it was like amazing.
Yeah. I would try this.
That was the easiest one I ever
did. I would try this with the football players that I knew. I'd say, like, hey, Doc, come on, Doc, we were just talking about your lovely wife down at the Final Four. You got the money for these pearls.
Right.
Save me. Rick Doc Walker, save me. Make a bid. Right. And he goes, they're too small. It's like, you know, F you, Doc.
It's amazing how people behave in an auction.
Yeah.
For whenever you're doing an auction, you suddenly feel as though you're what you are, you're a salesman. And it doesn't matter what the cause is. People have that mindset, and I get so angry because you look at people just staring at you like you're trying to calm them. That's what they think you're doing.
And I was pulling everything out. Anybody who was there last night heard me. I was saying, Gary said, we're talking about little kids with cancer.
Right.
And people are still drinking and carrying on.
Yeah.
I said, we're talking about kids who were born with no arms and one leg.
So you weren't like up on a stage or anything?
No.
Well, that's a problem there.
Yeah, but well, the place doesn't have
any spotlight on you or anything like
that? No. The place doesn't have a stage.
An orange crate or something.
God. It's a bar. It's a bar with pool tables. A gigantic bar with pool tables.
Oh, I love those pool tables.
But anyway, it was, I did my community service.
Good.
Glad to help Brian Mitchell.
When is the next time you'll be doing something like that?
Never. Absolutely never.
Wow.
But it was interesting.
Well, there goes our golf tournament I was hoping for.
It was very interesting. Now, you were... she asked me if you wanted to go to New Jersey to play golf with Brian.
Yeah, I probably, if I was there... I would have helped you out. I would have been on something.
Well, I mean, she said to me afterwards, as a spiff, do you want to go play in this golf tournament? And I said, no, no desire. She said, well, what about Mike? And I said, sure, I'll ask him.
Yeah.
So I'm asking, but I
not after your experience, because the golf tournament will probably be run just like that thing last night.
I said I thought you had a prior commitment on that date.
Thank you, Doc.
But anyway,
I appreciate that. And I love golf, but it just based on your experience, I'd get up there and they wouldn't have any tees or something.
The invitation
like that.
Was there for you. So let me see. I ended up and the Chinese dude who bid on the New York stuff.
Uh-huh.
He corralled me as soon as I
opened. For his Amtrak tickets?
Don, how do I get the Amtrak tickets from you? I said, well, here's what you do. You find out when the game is. I wrote it on a card, the phone number, the station, and he said, talk to Lisa, you talk to Charlie, and they'll, I'll give my credit card. Thank you. So,
Coach.
So I figured that I ended up,
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
I ended up, the train tickets will cost me $200 or $300.
Right.
I gave the lady $25.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, I gave $325. Not to mention the fact that in the silent auction, I bought the Marshall Faulk signed jersey.
Did you really?
Wow.
Just because it was so cheap.
Yeah.
It's like I felt like saying to the people who were there,
yeah,
the jersey itself,
mm-hmm,
if you go like to the NFL online shop,
mm-hmm,
the jersey costs like $250.
Wow.
And it was signed by Marshall Faulk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With the thing of authenticity. And the bidding was like $100.
Yeah.
For the Marshall Faulk jersey.
Somebody wasn't getting the prices right. And they didn't give you like a sheet with the opening bid. You had to kind of just wing it?
No. She would come to me as I was standing up there and she would say, okay, the next prize is the golf tournament in New Jersey. And as she's whispering it in my ear, I'm just repeating it out to the crowd.
Wow.
Yeah. But
that's tough.
Hey, it's charity.
Yeah. Yep.
It was for a good cause.
At least you made some money.
And I made a lot of very nice friends. And I met more people from Philadelphia,
right,
who drove down from Philly to see Brian Mitchell than from here.
That's the freshness of him playing for Philly.
Sure.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was...
way to go, B. Mitch.
That was the night.
Sounds like you had a good time with him.
And again, he was a very nice guy. Couldn't have been better. My only piece of advice is, if you're going to have a charity event and put your name on it...
Get there when it starts.
Be there at 7.
Yeah.
Be there at 7.
Any food?
There was wings and, like a dip thing.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Frida was amused by the crowd.
Right.
As we sat and waited for Brian. She said, now I understand. Like, she was saying to me, she says, I know you're a fan of football.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you like getting these signed jerseys and framing them and putting them on the wall. But she said, look at that guy over there. And it was a guy who was sitting at a table with a plate full of wings. And the guy had on real football pants,
yeah,
a real jersey,
okay,
shoulder pads,
and a rainbow wig,
and a real helmet.
Oh, dear.
That had a bunch of players that had signed the helmet.
Was he challenged?
And no. And the guy, he looked at, and the guy was eating wings while he was wearing the helmet.
The guy you want to say hello to.
She said, I understand everything about being a fan and even coming out and seeing these guys and getting their autographs, but why would you wear an entire football uniform, and why wouldn't you at least take your helmet off, mm-hmm, while you're eating the wings?
It's very strange. Maybe he's attached to it.
I don't know, but there was a lot of very nice people.
Good.
And, Robbie, the last thing I'll tell you, you'd be glad to know that there was the Spiewak element was there.
Good.
At one point, this is not going to piss me off. I'm just sitting at the bar by myself. By this time, my wife, who said she'd stay with me to the bitter end, at about 9:30, I said, baby, go home. You know, I appreciate it, but,
right,
you know, get out. You shouldn't have to sit through this. So she had left. I'm sitting at the bar by myself, and I light up a cigar, and immediately they come over. They go, no cigar smoking in the bar, sir.
You happy?
I said, okay, I'll go outside. And I was standing outside. I went out by my car, and I got a lighter, and I walked away from the car, and I beep-beeped it. And as it turns out, there was, besides mine, with all the football players there, there had to be like six or seven Escalades in the parking lot. And an old guy from Maryland came out with, I guess, his son. And I was standing there, and I said, good evening, and they walked by and they said, look at all those Escalades. They must be driving them.
Oh, God, they.
And then I said to the guy, I said, excuse me, what do you mean by they? And the guy said, you know, all the ends.
Oh.
He said that?
Yeah, he said it. And I said, well, you see the green one right there? I went, beep, beep. And the lights went on. I said, what do you think of that? Guy said, why are you driving that?
Oh,
I said, I'm glad you're getting out of here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're leaving.
See you later.
Get the F out of here. And as he was walking away, I said, oh, you know, hold on, though. Why don't you come on back in and say what you just said on the microphone?
Yeah, exactly.
And at that point, they got in the car and they took off.
They just split
off
they
to
just,
the clan.
Oh, my God. To the clan meeting. Yeah.
Look at all those Escalades. That's what they drive. That's what they drive. That's what they drive.
Come on. And they say, go on, get out of here.
The same guy has been waiting 2 hours to get their autograph.
Right,
mm-hmm,
right.
You know, yeah.
That's what they drive.
Well, I'm glad you were able to give him a little crap.
Yeah, I did. Anyway, that was my night at the B-Mitch thing.
Well, it sounds like you had a blast.
Oh, I did. I tried to call you, Mike.
Wow, my God.
The only really great moment I had was when Donnie Simpson came up. And we had Donnie's a longtime friend and works at WPGC.
We don't have a lot of friends that are, you know, work at other radio stations, right, in town, but Donnie has always been a good friend of ours.
Over 20 years. And Donnie's program director is Jay Stevens. And I don't want to give away anything. Donnie told me some stuff last night. Let me just say, Donnie's got a guy who tapes our show every day just in the hopes that we'll talk about Jay Stevens.
There we go. Way to go, Donnie.
So Donnie can listen to
it. That's fantastic.
We spend like 5 minutes just talking about what a tool Jay Stevens
there
is.
There you go.
That was a nice part of the evening.
Yeah, Donnie's good people. I like that.
A nice big hug from Donnie, and he said, oh, man, I love what you're doing to Jay.
Donnie always strikes me as the happiest individual in the world.
Yeah.
And here's a little trivia. Anyone want to guess the last time Donnie Simpson spoke to Jay Stevens? Now, Jay is the program director, and Donnie Simpson is the morning man.
I'm not even sure I want to hazard a guess. What's the length of time?
3 years.
Three years? God.
We got $1,000 right now with the secret sound. If you are caller 100 at 877-365-3636. Don't forget, girls, about the Mike's Mansion.
Yeah, please, don't leave me hanging here.
Jam-packed show today. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I could give a shit about North Carolina right now. I've got 13 kids in that locker room that I love.
Coach, thank you.
With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Big shout out to all the looters in Iraq.
Yeah.
I saw some dude carrying an office chair.
Yeah, they were digging the furniture
over his head like he had just won the lottery.
Yeah, who can
play?
Yeah,
I got a swivel chair.
And what's cool is they're taking it out of the government buildings, you know, that were occupied by all the bad guys.
You know, with the way things are around here, I'm surprised Alan hasn't sent Tim over there. He's just a couple chairs.
But you can relate. I mean, yeah, after you've been under some oppressive a-hole for however long it is, I mean, I'm not condoning the looting, but I understand the mindset of,
oh, sure.
Hey, let's bust a few windows and look, there's a swivel chair.
I feel for our guys over there right now because, I mean, you're getting that in certain sections of town. You're getting other ones where, you know, they're holding up their babies for soldiers to kiss, and then they'll go around the corner and you'll have, like, eight guys with RPGs that are still shooting at you.
And I heard another
very, very weird climate. And somebody said that it's still very dangerous over there.
Sure. Right before we came in today, I saw, and they always, Fox News is the worst of the alerts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard to tell when there's real news and it's really a real alert.
Right.
But they had a guy from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette saying that they had found all of the weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
That they had found the mustard gas, they'd found
chemical weapons.
And right. There were 14 buildings that the Marines walked by mm-hmm. with the radioactive things, and they went off the charts.
Oh, really?
The needles were off the charts.
Wow.
And
did they backtrack on it later, or?
No, they said that it was a story in progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that going on.
Stay
right
tuned.
Now.
In progress on the Fox News Channel.
A good example of the Fox News Channel is when things were at their very worst and we were at Code Orange. The orange they showed on camera was very close to red. Yeah. They would like to say, hey, maybe it's orange, maybe it's red, I don't know.
All right, let's get a call 100 right now.
Right.
Try to give away $1,000, close to starting to give away clues, incidentally. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, listen, you're the 100th caller.
Oh, wow.
What's your name?
Cameron.
Hi, where are you from, Cam?
Walmart.
WJFK-FM. Cameron, you won tickets before you can buy them to see Santana Saturday, June 14, Nissan Pavilion.
That is a concert.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. For more info, go to NissanPavilion.com, okay?
Oh, sure. Great.
Now you'll play for $1,000 with a common everyday sound. It's not a briefcase. It's not a stapler. It has nothing to do with a doorknob. We'll play you the sound, give you 15 seconds to noodle it through. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Nelly.
Oh, we love our Nelly.
Yeah.
And, of course, Godspeed. Oh, I did it wrong again.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it is. There is that very distinctive clicking sound.
Oh,
I was also wondering today on Fox how they could possibly, with a straight face, introduce Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah.
But they have underlay, mama, E-I, uh-oh, what's happening now?
Yeah.
You're the soul man.
I like that. Thank you.
You're the soul man.
I appreciate it.
For $1,000, what's the sound, my friend?
Jeremy Coleman trying his keys on the new lock.
Jeremy Coleman trying the keys what?
On the new lock.
Oh, God. Oh, brother.
Oh, we're sorry.
No. Brother.
Mercy. Why did you call?
Mercy,
me. You know, I honestly wasn't calling for the contest. I had something, when you were talking about the guy making racist comments,
Of course you did.
It set me off. I hate that when people think you're in the club or something like that. You know,
it's a good way of putting it. I agree.
It just sets me off, and that's actually why I was calling.
All right, well, thank you, my friend. I got you. Hold on. Well, that doesn't excuse the dumb guest, but thank
you. Sorry, man.
Thank you.
That's one thing I hate. You know, we get it on, and people call us on this show sometimes, thinking we're members of this this mindless fraternity.
We're equal opportunity offenders. Yeah, and the thing that got me about this guy is that he had been a guy who had been inside, you know, sucking these guys asses for the last hours. Don't delete that out. Probably he was... He was smooching their rears
mm-hmm.
for the last 2 hours getting all the autographs. Mm-hmm. Then out in the parking lot, look at all those cars. That must be what they drive.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the ultimate hypocrisy right there.
Your kids got skin? I'm ready for skin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm on a schedule today. I'm cooking with my schedule.
Yes. Skin? Is skin in the house?
Well, while I'm waiting for one of our crack producers on crack to get Mr. Skin, let me mention that.
Oh. Yeah.
Mike's mansion is open.
More skin. Big disappointment so far.
Mike, turn that frown upside down.
I'm not prepared to unless I see someone audition.
There must be a woman out there that would like a trip to Las Vegas.
Fabulous.
4 nights, 5 days hotel, fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Accommodations and round-trip air, courtesy of Veramax. All you got to do is come down and get naked.
Mm-hmm. Answer a few short questions.
Right. Present yourself.
Present.
To Mike at Mike's Mansion.
It's a no-win.
What do you mean it's a no-win?
I hate this. I do. I'm going to get yelled at. I know I'm going to get yelled at. I swear to God. Yeah,
who's going to yell at you?
It's just a no-win. I just don't feel good about it. I just don't.
Who's going to yell at you, though?
You'd be surprised. I get people yell about a lot of different things. I don't even want to talk about it.
You don't have those chains.
I will change my mind the first audition we get. But right now, it's just, I'm not feeling strong.
Ladies, come on down. And let's be honest. It's not only Mike whose reputation is on the line.
Right, thank you.
It's all of us.
Yeah. Very good.
We've all got our D's on the table right now.
We do indeed.
Whipping them out, waiting for you. I mean, we're not actually
using
figure of speech.
Yes. Just
whipping them out.
Whip it good, Rob.
Anyway, trip to Las Vegas. Yeah. Come on down. Present yourself.
Present.
That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just take your clothes off. Stand here for a second.
Great prize.
Take your clothes off.
That's all.
Answer a couple questions.
Set a spell.
Tell us, and they're all Playboy questions, like what you turned on.
Right.
Turn offs.
It's fun.
How do you feel about older men? Tell us in your own words and your body language why you should be chosen to win the trip to fabulous Las Vegas.
That's it. Simple stuff.
That's it. So, ladies, it's Mike's Mansion. That's what we're calling a contest. But really, it's a contest for all of us.
And it's a chance for you to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, there you go. Amen, brother.
And to realize the dream.
Joining us now, is this Jim?
This is.
Here he is, everybody. Well, all right. From the world's greatest website, www.mrskin.com. It's Jim McBride. We love calling him by his real name. You know him as Mr. Skin.
I know him also as the man who never disappoints.
Now, even when there's crap in the theaters,
right,
Jim manages to come up with the good stuff on Divot.
Very good.
Jimmy, I know, what's opening this weekend? You got Anger Management. There can't be any nudity in that one.
No, it's the Jack Nicholson, Adam Sandler flick. It's PG-13, so right when you see that, that's a bad sign. No nudity at all, of course. And, I think I'm going to need Anger Management if they don't start having nudity in movies.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, it's been you go through these stretches. Sometimes you have back-to-back great movies, and then other times you'll go a month or 6 weeks without anything. So we're in a little lull, but we'll pull out of it soon.
I think we're about due for the kind of movie that gets a reputation before it's released.
Right.
Where it's controversial because of its sexual content.
Well,
we haven't had one of those in a while.
I got a little something for you. This is good information. There's a movie coming out in October called Gothica, and it stars Halle Berry. And it's very exciting here because she's in this movie. She plays a psychiatrist who wakes up in an asylum. She has no memory of this terrible crime she committed. And the great news is they throw her in the clink, and next thing you know, she's showering with 19 other inmates, and it turns into a soapy cat fight. So and the great news about this is they offered her the option of to do this scene that she could use a body double, and she said, nope, I'll do the scene like everyone else.
Hey, it's a lady.
That's a girl. Now,
a soapy cat fight.
That's what we need from our starlets.
So, she's this movie's called Gothica. It'll be in theaters in October, and early scoop is soapy cat fight skin, so that's good.
Halle Berry is really carrying the nudity torch for Hollywood, isn't
I know.
She?
I got to give her credit. She was old for the 90s, and then next thing you know, she goes Swordfish, Monsters Ball, and now this movie.
So and what's great is that she won the Oscar, and she's still now
right
is taking it off.
That's
and
very cool.
That's a rarity.
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
A
well,
rarity.
If there's nothing in the theaters,
yeah.
What do you have on Divid?
Well, here's a couple divots for you guys. First is they're releasing, you guys probably remember this movie. It's a 1987 movie called Wildcats, where Goldie Hawn plays a high school football coach for a boys' team.
Right.
And in this movie, it's pretty funny when you see it. This is the first time it's out on DVD. It's a new release. And members of the football team include the high school team, Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson, LL Cool J's in the flick, a young thin LL Cool J. So you get a lot of star power in this movie, young star power. But what we really care about is...
And the great Nipsey Russell.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's very important. And the important thing for me, 30 minutes in, Goldie laying in the tub. You know, it's funny. This was 1987. In Banger Sisters, they went with a lot of soap suds, so that it was kind of blocking out most of what you could see. Here was a pretty clear shot of Goldie in the bathtub.
Wow.
Now, Jim, how would you rate her boobs?
They're a little fried egg-ish.
Yeah. and the scene in the bathtub, hard to tell about the bush area.
Yeah, it's a little, it's tough. They did keep the camera angle so you can't lock in on a bush shot, no question about it.
But if you've ever wanted to see Goldie Hawn's boobs, you can see them.
Oh, yeah. See how there's no soapy bubbles in there.
Soapy bubbles.
All right, I like that.
Soapy seems to be the word for today, doesn't it?
You got me. That's a good start.
Yeah, it's Wildcats. Now, here's one that I definitely want you to check out. It's called Cheerleader Massacre. It's a straight to DVD flick. There's no real stars in it. No real stars. The acting's terrible. The script brutal. No storyline. But I mean, it's wow. literally a booba palooza. It is chock full of tons of naked babes, and it's great. It's funny. I didn't even mind that these girls are like, you know, high school cheerleaders, but they all look like about 26. You know,
right.
That didn't bother me at all. And then the great thing is they take like, you know, 6 showers a day. It's really nice. But that is of course before they get killed. But
and this girl taking the shower in the picture that we've got, do you think those are real or fake?
No, those are fake. Tammy Sheffield, are you guys looking at the blonde?
Yeah,
those are fake. But that's all right. I mean, there's
they're nice fakes.
Oh, they're very nice fakes. Yeah,
really solid. But this is just one of those movies where you pop it in, and next thing you know, it's nudity. You barely have to fast forward it. So we haven't had I've had a lot of celebrity stuff. I like to throw a couple of these in just for those guys that don't care about the celebrity, just want to see great nudity. It's called Cheerleader Massacre, a new release DVD.
And there you go. See, that's one of the great nuggets that you get.
That's why he's so damn generous.
Right. No celebrities, but simply
great
a
nudity.
Lot of really good-looking, hot, naked chicks.
Yeah. Right.
All right, let's move on.
Well, the last thing I wanted to show you guys, because I don't know if you're fans of Barbara Bach. Remember her Spy Who Loved Me? She married to Ringo Starr.
Right.
And I've been looking for this movie for about 2 years, a real tough-to-find, really hard-to-find movie. We've been looking for a good copy of this for a while. It's a 1980 Italian flick. I can't even pronounce the name. It's like Echo Noir, something like that. But in this movie, she has a scene 10 minutes in. Barbara Bach has a scene 10 minutes in where she takes her dress off, full frontal nude, lays in bed, and it's really amazing. I figured I'd share it. You guys are from the era where you'd appreciate a Barbara.
Sure.
I
don't remember her being this hot when I remember her pictures of her with Ringo Starr.
She was in Playboy, I think.
Oh, yeah. And she's probably most famous for that her part in The Spy Who Loved Me. But or the movie Caveman with Ringo Starr, one of those two. But actually, I'm a huge fan of hers. I was pretty excited I found this. I wanted to share it with you guys.
And, Mike, if you're curious.
Yes.
In the third picture, the bottom left.
You know, that's what you like, right?
That's the perfect bush, I think.
That's not bad at all.
I mean, it's nice.
We could actually compromise on that one. That looks like she's done a little gardening, but
has some sort of an isosceles triangle effect.
And speaking of Halle Berry, as you were, hold on. I know we do have the shot. Is this
swordfish?
Yeah. Halle Berry, I know Jim was talking about her movie coming out. Swordfish is a real quick scene when Hugh Jackman comes out and asks if he can borrow her car, she's sitting out by a pool sunning herself, and she's eating a piece of licorice and puts down her book. And the nudity lasts how long, Jim? Maybe 30 seconds?
Yeah, and it happens at the 38-minute mark. Let's make that perfectly clear. Yeah.
But there is a great frame on MrSkin.com.
You know how my mind works looking at that and realizing that it's 30 seconds of a feature film and thinking about how long it takes to film 30 seconds of a major feature film.
Oh, yeah.
And that must have been one lucky crew.
Yep. Yep.
She is so hot. Jim, you got time for some calls?
Sure.
All right, let's go to it. Let's hear. Here is Bob in Green Bay. Bob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi. Great, my friend.
Good. Mr. Skin, has Catherine, I think it's pronounced Hegel, has she ever done anything?
She did a movie called Prince Valiant, the European version of this movie from the mid, it's probably from about 1997. The European version of this movie, you get a great butt shot as she's getting into a pool. She's like 18 years old. It's called Prince Valiant.
Anything with that?
Catherine Heigl.
Heigl, all right.
And that's the only movie she's been nude in. You can see her in a movie called 100 Girls and a Bra. It's outstanding. But for nudity, Prince Valiant from 1997. We have pics and clips of that if you want to check it out.
All right, thank you, my friend. Here's Jack in Vermont. Jack.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Donna Mike?
We're doing great.
Hey, I got a question for you. Years ago, Mr. Scan, I saw a movie, I think it was on HBO. It had Terry Hatcher, who spent like an ungodly amount of time strapped naked to a bed with some kind of sick guy.
Yeah, you're probably talking about The Cool Surface.
I've looked
for
it for years.
Was before she hit it big on Lois and Clark. It was about 1994, and she has about, it's all in the first like half of the movie. She had some great nude scenes. Yeah, movie, it's called The Cool Surface from 1994.
Is she, Jim, do you think she is the woman who has the most fake naked pictures on the internet?
Yes. Yeah, there's definitely her or Sarah Michelle Gellar, but either one of them, there's a ton of pictures where they say it's her and it's not.
All right, here is Ben in Philly. Ben!
Yeah. Hey. There was a movie from the 80s. It was called S.O.B.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was it Julie Andrews?
Yeah, Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
Was that really her or was that a body double?
Oh, it was 100% her, and it was you know, she's best known. Yeah, you know, it's funny because she was in Mary Poppins and all those things. That
right.
I can tell you, her hills were alive in that scene. They they look outstanding, and that's 100% her. It happens late in the movie, and it's a great scene the way they set it up. And I got to tell you, she was like 45 when she did it, and they looked great.
All right,
thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend. One more. Here is Dave in Seattle. Dave.
Hi, Mr. Skin. Do you remember Kay Lenz by any chance?
Oh, yeah. She was married to David Cassidy at one point. Did you know that?
Isn't that the girl that's got like that weird sideways mouth?
Yeah, she's a little funky. She was in the Rod Stewart video. Remember that Rod Stewart infatuation?
Matt.
Right. And White Line Fever.
I know her, you know, just I'm a huge fan of 70s movies. If you ever see the movie Breezy or remember Fast Walking with James Woods, she had some great nude scenes in that. I'm a huge fan of hers.
That's fantastic. I mean, right off the top of his head. Yeah.
So, did you have a question, or did Jim already answer it?
No, he already answered, but she was in White Line Fever with that idiot, and I just wondered if she was nude in that.
No, she's not, but she is nude in Fast Walking and Breezy are the two best movies, and Strip to Kill is another great one, but all three of those, you can't go wrong.
How's her body?
She had a gorgeous body.
Great breasts.
Absolutely.
All right. Small,
thanks, guys. I love you.
See ya. All right, listen to me. That's it. As always, it's informative, it's entertaining, and
I especially today like the nugget about that movie with Halle Berry coming up in October. Something really to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. Soap and a cat fight.
A soapy cat fight
in a women's prison.
Wow.
The site www.mrskin.com.
Great.
We recommend it. You just type a name in the database, and immediately, if the girl's been naked, you get everything she's been in, and you get to see it. All right, Jimmy, we'll see you next week.
Oh, we lost it.
Jim? All right, well. Did he hang up on us, or?
No, I don't think so.
Normally
he was disconnected.
He thought he was done, or
he normally says goodbye, right?
Yeah. I don't think it's I don't think he's the kind of guy that would do that, and I wouldn't lose any sleep over it.
I'm not, hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Call him back and make sure that he didn't hang up.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Get right back to me, though.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Bye now.
There she is.
He left in a huff.
There she is.
He left it off.
I tell you, I went back there yesterday to check on, you know, the worker bees. And Lisa was on a site, I think it's something like planningyourwedding.com.
Huh, wonderful.
And I walked back and I made some comment like, oh, we're getting a lot of work done today. And she said, 80 days to go.
Yes, counting the days.
Oh, so, the countdown has begun.
I better get working on that videotape.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Save the date.
Save the date, absolutely.
Save the date. And 97 days till the first separation.
Oh, God.
Girls, remember, we have a trip to Las Vegas to give away today. All you have to do is show up here, WJFK, Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. Get nude and present yourself.
Present.
In Mike's mansion.
Present, and you're going to Las Vegas. It's that easy.
Answer a couple of questions. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me. There's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show. It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
Hold on a second.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Thank you.
Right. Let's see. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, Mr. Skin makes Charlie Stossel look like an idiot.
You're not from the D.C. area, are you?
No, I'm Walter from Bakersfield.
Okay, because I don't like to plug the competition, but
oh.
I just have to say, if you want to laugh, is it tomorrow, Robbie?
I think so.
Yeah. You got to listen to Oldies 100. When
Tango in his Boy Scout uniform,
Tango and Cash have him on.
Oh,
and they treat him like a real movie expert, and he's on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, he gets to do it on the telephone.
There's no levity at all.
Ah. It's just serious movie reviews.
Serious, and it's. Yeah, I mean,
no references to Clint Howard.
No, if you've heard him on this show, you'll bust a gut.
Yeah. Really?
You really will.
Because it's just totally straight?
Because it's like they're talking to Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
That's the reference they're treating him with.
Wow.
On all these 100.
You know, you'd think we'd get a thank you note.
Oh, and listen, about that's kind of inside. I'll tell you one other thing. Remember a couple of days ago we were screaming about how effed up this place is?
Mm-hmm.
And in a kind of a roundabout way, I was saying, you know, to Jay Stevens, this program director, Dick, stay out of our sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, I've been saying there was a piece of equipment that the station could use to make it sound better.
Mm-hmm.
That we didn't have to do all this stuff like go to mono,
right.
You know, which is one of Jay's brilliant ideas. Anyway, as it turns out, you know, proof again that having tantrums is the way to get things done at
Infinity Broadcasting. Sure.
The engineers are here today.
Yes.
From the other stations, and they will be installing the must-needed equipment after our show tonight.
So, really, if you're listening to WJFK here in Washington, you might want to tune in this evening and give it a listen. You're going to hear a new, fuller sound, and should be very... I don't know if it would be noticeable to... everybody, but I think those people that are into that kind of thing will notice it on their stereos.
And you should be able to pick the station up a little better.
On their hi-fis.
It's a piece of equipment that we've needed, frankly, for 12 years
wow. on their console radios.
And I put in a request, the PO as they call it, mm-hmm. 2 years ago and it was turned down. But as it turns out, when we had the whole big screaming match about not having an engineer
right.
down covering our ass when we were doing the Final Four broadcasts.
Right.
And that turned into a discussion with Alan about, well, what do we get from the other stations
right.
with all the synergy BS? Well, as it turns out, all of the other stations have this piece of equipment, and one of the stations had more than one, so they're over today installing it, and they're going to turn it on, I guess, when it's 7 o'clock tonight.
Very, very exciting, and, you know, it just goes to show, when you rave out a little bit, things go your way.
As all I said is, they came in and they said, you know, like they're doing me a favor.
Right.
Because it's something that's really going to help the radio station.
Right.
This is before you even you got here. Mike, the engineer came in and said to me, well, you know, your screaming worked. We finally got the piece of equipment. I'm going to bring the guy in. You know, please say hi to him.
Did they have the pictures you were supposed to see this week?
All I said was, don't put it in and, like, figure out what sounds good and what sounds bad while we're on the air.
Yeah, they always put it in when we're on the air.
Don't put it in.
Lick it.
Don't put it in when we're on the air. Keep it out when we're on the air. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
Great.
I have a question. I know you guys are doing this contest with Mike and everything, but what about Buzz? I think Buzz needs a contest.
I think you need a punch in your mouth.
Just listen and enjoy.
I gotta be honest.
We haven't even had one person come down for that yet, and you're already talking about Buzz.
Oh,
boy.
I'm sorry, but see, if Buzz does that voice...
Yeah, right, that's the reason. Right.
Oh, yeah, he can have practically anything he wants as long as he talks in that voice.
Hey, will you use a sexy voice, one where you shut the hell up?
I don't know. Must be something in the air.
Buzz?
Yes.
I know it's not your nature.
I think I know what you want here.
But, okay, Buzz has got a special message for you, okay?
Okay.
Hey, baby.
Hi there.
You're not helping. Go away.
Oh, okay.
Please hang up and go away.
Bye.
Thank you, baby.
Tell her she's a C.
Just listen. Don't be a C.
Thank you, Buzz. That's as close as Buzz will get.
You know, she reminds me of a woman I met last night. I was out with some friends last night, and this charming woman came
up. Hey, it's a lady.
And said to me, are you Don? And I, which happens to me a lot. And I said, no, I'm Mike. She said, come on over here. And I said, okay, I'm just talking to this one. She said, no, now. She grabbed my arm, and she walked me over to her table, and she said, tell my mom she's pretty. Make sure you tell my mom she's pretty. And she was, I didn't know whether the lady was drunk or what the deal was. Tell my mom she's pretty. And she's, like, grabbing me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought it was a little, impolite, but, I mean, it wasn't that big a deal.
Right.
She brings me over, and I meet Mom. And I shake Mom's hand, and she said, tell her she's pretty. And so I walk over.
And now you're not doing an appearance like I was. You're just out.
No, I'm just out with friends.
Partying,
like
right?
About 10 friends that I'm with last night. And, you know, she yanks me off of this table. And I walk over, and I'm just going to be nice. I'm going to walk over and say hello. So I walk over, and I meet Mom, and I walk over. And I put my arm, I meet her sister, too. Mm-hmm. And her sister says, hi. And her sister appears to be a little wasted. And so I walk over to Mom, and I said, hey, I'm glad you like the show. Thank you very much. And I put my arm around Mom, and I said, well, how you doing, Mom? And the sister says, get your effing hand off my mother.
Wow. The same one that asked you to come over?
Yes. No, the other sister.
Oh, the other sister. One.
And I go, oh, okay. Hey, sorry about that. Hey, listen, nice meeting you. And I start to walk away. The other sister says, no, wait.
The first sister.
Wait, right? I said, no, you know, I think it's best that I go.
Yeah.
And she pulls on my arm, and I walk away, and then, like, 10 minutes later, the original lady that came up to me walks over and goes, that was really effing rude, Mike.
Wow.
You can't win.
You know, file that under you just can't win.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that reminds me, I know we're only on Thursday,
uh-huh.
but I just want to say, if you want a great Friday night, date night number one movie,
yeah. right,
The other sister. Isn't that the one I'm thinking of, Rob? The one, you know.
I want to marry you.
Is that the one with the lady from Natural Born Killers?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Julia
Juliette Lewis,
absolutely.
Dating Juliette Lewis. You know, all movie stars at some point play tards.
They have to.
I was
sitting there, you know.
Just a movie about one tard that marries another tard.
I was completely, you know how you get blindsided once in a while and you don't know? I was just kind of sitting there going, you know, wow, what's the deal? Because you know when you don't know whether it's some sort of substance that's involved or whether somebody's just nuts?
Yeah.
I never figured it out.
Oh, listen, my toenail doctor is nuts. He is so pissed that I referred to him as Ben Stein's money last week.
Oh, dear.
Now we're going to fix your toe.
I had a follow-up appointment today.
He didn't like it, huh?
He was not pleased. Now, I didn't give out the guy's name.
No, of course not.
I didn't say what city he has his practice in, but apparently just the fact that I mentioned he looks like Ben Stein was enough for his other doctor friends to figure out who he was.
Now we're going to put the incision on the base of the toe.
So he gets me in the chair today.
What's the big deal, you?
Yeah, he started with me. The chair is going backwards. He says, "So you had your fun?" I said, "Excuse me."
Mm-hmm.
Talking about this. I said,
"So you had your fun."
I told you I was going to talk about it. And I think he's torturing me. You tell you. You be the judge.
All right.
I got to go back next week.
Yeah.
Because he says the toenail, the part that was ingrown, he cut away all of the dead skin where the pus sac was, and that looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been putting Neosporin on it, and now all I have to do is put a Band-Aid on it. Mm-hmm. But it still has the funky-looking nail, and he said he wants to give it another week, and then I should come back next Thursday, and at that point he'll make the decision as to whether he'll take the nail or not. The whole time, now I know I'm paranoid. You don't have to tell me that I know, and I know that you know,
boy,
that I'm paranoid. I know what you're saying about me, but there was a part of me thinking, he's just prolonging this a week because he knew that I was uptight about the foot thing to begin with.
Now I'm going to remove the nail.
And
I haven't given you any ambisol on it or anything like that.
He could have done it today, I guess. Yeah. But then he just kind of sat there.
He's playing with you because you called him Ben Stein.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you really believe that?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
So I have to go for another appointment next week.
What about that third nail?
The third nail.
Right? Is it number three?
It is number three. That is simply a bruise.
I know that because we were poolside together.
That is
a bowling ball.
That is simply a bruise from a bowling ball that was dropped.
But doesn't that have the same the fungus stuff?
No,
no.
That is not fungusy. That is
dead.
It had been bloody underneath.
Right.
And I got to wait for the nail to grow out. So I can cut it away.
Do you think he's going to take the nail? If he doesn't like it, he's probably going to take the nail.
Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, he could take the nail.
Mm. You're about to be in a great deal of excruciating pain.
The toe looks... I think I told you this. My wife looked at it and she said, it looks like your big toe had liposuction.
Right.
So I'm happy with it as it is. It doesn't hurt anymore. Mm-hmm. I can move around on it real well. Mm-hmm. I'm back on the treadmill and stuff with no problem. But,
so no real pain.
Nope. All I know is that he mentioned, I hear you said on the radio that I look like Ben Stein. And then the next thing I know, he said, well, I'm going to have to see you next week. And that was that.
Now, please leave my office immediately.
Later on today's show, if we have time, we probably won't. Maybe we'll play affiliate roulette. But we're definitely going to do the wacky story file. And
very
today,
good.
We're going to give you, our very wonderful listeners, the chance to choose which genre you would like us to use. We'll be calling somebody from our wacky story file.
Mm-hmm.
We'll either do the way out there, the gay stuff.
Right.
Okay.
And now the names can be Michael Hughes and Alan Line One.
Very good.
Or we can do Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
Right.
That's a rule.
We're going to call people.
And then we've also got the Tobacco Road.
which is, I can tell by your reaction and mine, that would be
That's the one we love doing. That's our favorite,
yes.
That's the one we love doing the best.
Fantastico.
But at some point, we'll leave that up to you. Girls, I'll say it again, and maybe as we get into our next topic here, the girls will start to show up.
I hope so. I think it's a wonderful prize.
We're giving away a trip to Las Vegas. At this point, for the first girl that just comes down and gets naked.
Yes.
I mean, not necessarily the first, but that means if she's hot.
I'll be the judge of that.
If she's hot, yeah, Mike will be the judge. And now here is...
Joe
Ardinger.
There is a girl en route.
En route.
We've heard that before, Joe. What do you think? What's your
I think she's on her way because she's called twice. She knows where the station is. She's 28. And she's excited.
Girls
just like
mail.
You, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Now, there's a, you know, I fully reserve the right that if somebody walks in here, you know, they could be walking out with a trip to Vegas.
And Joe, still no haircut.
No haircut. It's getting ridiculous.
It
is.
I'm digging the long hair, Joe.
It fits him.
It's cool with
it
me.
Really
coming
does.
Back, man.
It's cool with me, dude. Joe, stand by. We may have a segment for you today as well.
Very good.
Many looks of Joe.
at some point, I'll just tell you what we're going to do. We probably won't get to it today. But at some point, we're going to do some for Joe again.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're going to do as a prelude to that is a segment called Ask Joe.
Very good.
Where you, the caller, get to call in and ask Joe Ardinger general knowledge questions so we can find the parameters for future editions of Stump the Joe to find Joe's weaknesses and strengths.
Yeah, we will ask Joe to answer all of the questions to the best of his ability. Is he able to lie? Is he able to fake it?
No, he's got to just be honest.
Well, he probably couldn't do that anyway, but I was just thinking if he was... I know many times you and I, when we are stumped with a question, we will simply make it up.
But if it's like, what's the capital of Wisconsin?
Right.
You know, if he says Bermuda...
Cheeseville.
Well, right away, we know he's screwed. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
Hello. I have to tell you, I've had 6 ingrown toenails myself. And I have just a little bit of advice to give you.
Yeah.
When the doctor goes to give you the anesthesia, if he has to do the removal of the nail, let him only give you a couple shots before you let him realize that your toe will get numb after maybe 2 or 3 shots of anesthesia. I had my toe shot 15 times, and I'll tell you, the pain from the shot was a million times worse.
Why 15 shots of Novocaine?
I had 3 shots last week when he did whatever he did, and they hurt, but not as bad as the ingrown toenail hurt.
Hey, I mean, did they have to remove the whole side of the nail?
Yes.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, did they go in and below and try to kill the cuticle so the nail won't grow back ever again?
Where did they put the needle in, Don?
Mike, I was laying down. I couldn't see anything.
I heard they put it in your weapon.
Yeah, I tried to watch myself. I was white in about 3 seconds, and they had me lay down, too.
All right, thank you, my friend.
See? A fellow sufferer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Friend.
Hey, this is Don.
Yes, hi, gentle friend. Gentle person.
Gentle person.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, I've had ingrown toenails on several occasions, and finally I went to the doctor, and they sent me to a specialist, and they actually ended up taking out the root of the toenails. It was on both my toes, on my big toes.
Right.
And perfect ever since. Oh, and one other thing.
Yes.
One time, in band camp?
No, listen.
Go ahead.
When I went to the specialist, they didn't even shoot my foot with my toes with a Novocaine. The doctor just used some liquid spray. I didn't feel anything.
What's wrong
with these people with the ingrown toenail?
Can I just stop you for a second to tell you how little we care? I only mentioned my thing today because I thought the doctor was pissed.
Yeah.
But I said he looked like Ben Stein.
You know, one time in band camp.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Oh, gotta press the button. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there.
Hi, I used to work with a doctor who did the toenail removals, and the needle goes at the base of your big toe all the way around your toe.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thought you want to know.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I mean, it goes all the way around. Well, the needle's round?
Mike, again, I don't know. I was in a reclining position.
What is wrong with all these toe people?
I could not see.
The needle goes in the base of the toe, around the heel, up your leg, through your lungs, and out of your mouth.
Oh, you know what? We have to break. I was gonna get to this, and I promise we will. Confessions of a BJ Queen.
Oh, wow.
When we come back. But remind me also to ask you, remind me to tell you about the conversation my wife had with a cosmetic surgeon yesterday.
At the shindig?
No, it was, she had to go to the doctor yesterday for something else, and as it turns out, she saw a doctor who has done some work on people that we know.
Really?
And Frida was inquiring.
Is it Arch Campbell's doctor again?
No. Anyway, it's gross.
Oh.
Just gross the way they do it. And it will tell you when we come right back. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Hey, it's a lady.
The Don and Mike Show. You'll laugh until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a lady.
Hold on a second. Let me, Wrong, hold on. Get my wife on the phone. She's got to tell you this. I know we've kidded like about Deborah Dean's Botox party, but last night when we were waiting for Brian Mitchell at his event. Hi, baby.
Hi, sweet pea.
And once again, what a trooper. Super wife, Frida.
Yeah.
Last night, waiting with me at this thing for my part to be the celebrity auctioneer. Finally, when she
celebrity
said,
what?
Yeah, because I'm not really a celebrity, but
sure, yeah, don't sell yourself short.
That's what they call
treasure.
It. She was a national treasure. Thank you, Buzz. My wonderful wife would have stayed with me to the bitter end. And finally, I just said, "Baby, go home." You know,
that's nice.
There's no reason that you got to sit here and be miserable with me while we wait for them to decide. You know, that they're going to start the auction at 11 o'clock.
Surprise, and just like when we did the cruise, I enjoyed being with you. I think I don't know, we're going through some kind of new stage in our marriage where I like hanging with you, so it was no problem.
Well, that's a good time for that with the, you know, with Bart flying the nest and all that. That's a good, that's good timing.
So go ahead, baby.
I would just say I was just thinking about that a little bit ago. I mean, because a lot of marriages go through ups and downs, and God knows we have, but we're going through just a really pleasant stage now. So to sit at a bar and have a drink with you and just hang out for a little bit, you know, that was no problem.
You're absolutely right. A lot of marriages do go through ups and downs.
And
Hi.
And how about...
Sorry, Mike.
That's all right.
I didn't go nuts when they said don't smoke the cigar.
Right?
Yeah, right. You didn't. You continued to smoke a little bit, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, hell, I'm there doing a free appearance.
It's a bar.
Christ, it's a bar. It's a pool hall. So anyway, she's telling me about this doctor, doctor that we know through mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Frida, for whatever reason, went in yesterday for a skin peel.
Well, not yesterday. Actually, when you were in New Orleans, I went in.
For a skin peel or whatever she had done. And she's asking about these things that she could have done to herself, and I...
Well, you know, because I keep hoping, I thought, maybe there's been some miracle thing that I don't know that's happened, that now you can look younger without anything...
You know, and I tell my wife, seriously, she's almost 48. She is just a grade-A piece of ass that I have... I'm with a woman way out of my league.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell her that all the time. And baby, you will attest to this. I tell her all the time. You are, you know, you look great. You're worried about losing weight and stuff. I say, maybe you could put on 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You're beautiful. Well, she's telling me last night, she's like all girls, she's worried about the lines around her eyes and she's telling me the procedure. What did the guy tell you he would do? And what's the procedure to make your eyelids less droopy?
I found out all about the non-surgical, like the Botox and stuff. And then I said, I don't think I could do that. I would take too much SAT, you know what.
Right.
I could not. He said, well, you don't have to tell anybody. I said, that's not my nature. I can't not tell.
And besides, I could not keep this. If you were taking Botox,
right.
I'd have to get on the radio and talk about it.
I know. So I said, I'll have to think about that one a little bit. I mean, I can do like a little, facial dermabrasion. I can handle that stuff. But the other stuff, I would just take too much grease.
But tell them how they go in and like Joan Rivers.
Beyond that is the surgery stuff. But it's gotten, from what they say, to where you recover a lot quicker and everything else. But they do the eyebrow lift. And from what I hear, rumor has it, I mean, so many people have this done. Now I'm watching TV looking at all these women.
Honey, just cut to the chase. Tell him what the guy does.
So he goes in like you go like a third of the way back on your forehead, and then make just some little lift, and then you go in. I don't know if it's like arthroscopically or you go in under your forehead, under the skin, and then grab onto your eyebrow muscles, and then just pull them up a little bit, and then in a week you're looking good. Only your eyebrows are back up. Where they were before gravity pulled them down.
It's weird. And then what about if you want your cheeks lifted?
Then my next thing, and this is depressing, sitting with a mirror looking at where your skin used to be and how we can get it to go back up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with the cheeks, and the next thing to do would be to go in, like, on the side of your face and then pull your cheeks and put some cheek back up on top of under your cheekbone, back where the fat used to be before it slid down and your eyes.
Man, that's where being a guy is really an advantage, because it really doesn't matter that much with a guy unless you're like George Hamilton or something.
So basically, what Frida was describing to me is that they go in through a woman's head. They basically what they're doing is they run like a piece of fishing wire down underneath the skin. They hook onto the eyebrows and push up. Then the fishing wire goes down a little lower to where the cheeks are, and they pull on that.
Wow.
And then there was the final step, baby, was what? If a woman had jowls?
Oh yeah, I'm not to the jowly stage yet, but then that's more major when you want to lift those jowls back up.
Oh, don't they do a little lipo too in that?
I don't know, but when they do the cheek one to put your cheek back up on your cheekbone, then they have to like do a little lasering under your eye.
When we were on vacation, I watched a show that was it was some kind of makeover show where they picked these kids out and They were young people that just wanted to have work done, and they meet with a plastic surgeon, and it seemed like every one of them had the same thing. They were going to get their nose job, and they were going to get their chin implants, and they got done, and they got, one lady who lost like 20 pounds had a chin implant and a nose job, and I think one of the other girls had the exact same thing. And they get done, and you all you see is like their feet walking along because they're not going to show the face, and they're having a big party where they meet with their family after this whole makeover. Not one of them. I didn't think one of them really looked that different. Mm. It was amazing after all that. I mean, thousands of dollars worth
and
of plastic surgery.
That's the thing. Frida was telling me that the guy was saying, trying to sell her on this, saying,
any good doctor won't try and sell you. I mean, because
I'll do the eye. I'll do your eyelids for $2,000. But
no,
then if you. Well,
no,
this is what you told me
that
last night.
I was
and
telling
then
you the prices. No, all I said was
the more
price
you have done, the cheaper the price
not
is.
Because,
oh, you're going to break.
Sugar, not because they're trying to sell you, because you don't have to pay for the operating room twice or the anesthesiologist twice.
Package
like,
deal.
Maybe
I think the old facelift
deal
on women is kind of cool, actually.
I don't. I think it's gross.
I'm afraid it's like tattoos. You have one, and then you want another.
Look at Joan Rivers.
Addicted, yeah.
There are many people that are addicted to plastic surgery.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Look at Joan Rivers.
But really, it looks good, doesn't it?
On you it does. But you're the exception to the rule. Mm-hmm. Look at Joan Rivers.
I see the ads in Washingtonian Magazine all the time where they have the before and the after.
Right,
and some of them look like pretty cool, but some of them look like, why bother?
Now, here's the thing. Honey, if you really needed it, I'd say go for it.
But sugar, here's my thing. I'm in my 40s. I don't really need it yet. But
even if I really need it, or when the time comes I really need it, it just seems like you're postponing the inevitable anyway.
Yeah.
You're going to get older unless you are Joan Rivers. You're going to get wrinkles unless you are, you know, unless you keep doing plastic.
Unless you're Patty Heaton.
Are you ready for the Hollywood secret, though?
What?
In Hollywood, they do it when they don't need it. You see?
Oh, you do it before you need it.
You do it before you need it, when it's just, when it's really not necessary.
Anyway, I'm not...
Then nobody can tell you having it done.
I'm not standing in my wife's way. If she wanted this done, I'd let you... You know what I'm saying? Like, she does whatever she wants anyway.
You know who's had a lot of facelifts? Joe Pesci. Did you know that?
Oh, well, he also did... When he was in, Cousin Vinny, he did have the... He had the same, the fake hair facelift where they go into his hairline and just pull his skin back.
But if you look at the movie Casino, take a look at the side shot, because I heard this on one of the entertainment shows, and take a look at the side shot of Joe Pesci in Casino, and you can really see where they've done the tuck. And if you look at Joe Pesci's face, it's really not, it's kind of stretched across his skull.
The best example is if you can catch one of Jack Lemmon's last two or three movies before he passed away.
Oh, like when he was in the one with Walter Matthau?
It's like shiny. Like,
yeah, right.
He
has
that small part in Bagger Vance.
Sure.
Where he looks like he's made of porcelain.
Joe Pesci, everybody.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're true. I've got all the yelling and the fights that we had. It they won't be cold to you. And you whine, you make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
There he is, the big Joe Pesci, right?
You know who I noticed when we were watching that A&E concert the other night, darling? I said, what happened to Daryl Hall?
Yeah, Fred and I, it was a really great show. I know I'm going to sound like a fag.
It was Chinese.
But there was a, on A&E, Hall & Oates were on, and it was live. And
you're a rich girl.
People would call in and request songs.
Right.
It was live. And we were getting into it because we like Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
But at one point, and they still sound good.
Is that the one with Mark McEwen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frida said to me, look at the one that sings. I get this Daryl Hall.
Daryl Hall.
She said, look at that guy's face. He's got to be 60. And his skin is pulled back.
Right.
So tight.
His eyes are screwy.
Yeah, that's like a bad facelift.
Yeah.
Anyway, baby, listen, I look at you every day. You look great. You don't need it. If you ever want it, you can have it, but you don't need it. And really, if you ever think about it, just think about the boobs.
I'm not doing it on the air.
Just think about the boobs. If you're going to do anything.
I'm happy with that part.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm happy with that part, too. But if you were going to do anything, I'd say that's where we'd start.
That's like more like a toy for you.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do some kind of trade-off. But, you know, after the eye laser surgery on air, which you kept me, like, you know, which you made my eye laser surgery so much more painful than the average one.
I did not.
Yes, you did. The doctor told me because we held on through commercials when I had the stuff.
Hello. How much did that cost you, that laser surgery?
Right. So I'm not doing, you know, I wouldn't do anything on air.
Well, I don't want you to do anything on air, but off air, would you consider?
Just hold everything. This is... This might be a special moment on the show right now. Are you formally asking your wife to do this? Like many men have, I'm sure.
I'm saying if she is interested in plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery, I'd say the way to explore it would be with nothing Pam Anderson-ish, just a slight upgrade.
What do you think they could do what your wife wants done and the boob job in one procedure?
I'm sure that this Dr. Mengele could, the guy she's talking about.
I like when Rob nods. Like Rob knows. Like Rob has any idea. That's so funny.
But listen, honey, you could have anything done to your face anyway.
Sure.
It's your life, of course. You're the boss.
Tell you what, if I ever decide, I'll let you know. And I bet if you slip the doctor a few extra bucks while I'm out, you know, I might wake up a size bigger and just, you know, and you could just arrange it under the table.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh, would I, man, I would fitty talk so much.
Oh, gosh.
I would love that.
It doesn't sound like she's rebuffing the idea.
And keep in mind, my wife's got a nice set right now. I don't want you to be offended because the opposite would be like if you said to me, well, take those pills that make your D bigger.
Right.
So I don't want you to think that I'm not happy with what you have. But
they don't make it bigger. They just make it harder.
Oh, wow. This has been a really good segment with your wife.
I think you'll be in agreement there. I've got no problem in that regard.
No, right. And that's a lot of women I know are sad that their husbands are taking those pills. I mean, it's like you don't get any time off.
Yeah. Well, I've never had any problem getting wood.
No, you have no problem.
No problem. As a matter of fact, you want to tell you something really, I know you get gross when I talk about sex, Mike, but a lot of times after I complete, it won't go down.
Well, you're not alone there.
It just, it'll...
That's not special to you.
No, but I mean like for 20 minutes. It won't go down. And I say, I'm done with it.
20 minutes?
Ask Frida. I walk around and she said, you still have a boner? Yes. And she'll say to me, can you do anything about it?
20 minutes, you are, that might be a problem.
And as a matter of fact,
I think you only think it's 20 minutes because you think the sex has just lasted for, 20 minutes. I think your time sense of timing.
No, I've looked at the clock.
Your internal clock.
And I also know this. I also know that after we've had sex,
what?
When I go to go number one, I have to sit down because I'm still so woody. That if I want to go number one, I can't do it standing up.
It'll be like a carnation.
Right.
Like a clown's carnation.
You're right.
I've been there. I know what you're talking about.
I can digest all this information.
All right, baby. Anyway, you're a good sport for sitting through that awful auction with me last night.
I like being with you, Bill.
And any plastic surgery you want is fine with me.
I'm not signing up, darling.
Let's just think about the boobs first.
All right.
All right, love you.
Okay, love you too.
All right,
bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There she goes.
You know, I'm just flashing back to Mr. Skin when he was showing us that one picture of that that cheerleader movie.
I wouldn't want my wife's to be that big. They wouldn't fit her frame. It wouldn't fit her frame.
I'm just thinking back to that, that was a good boob job if they were fake, like Mr. Skin said.
All right, well.
And I'm not a really big boob job guy.
There is a plastic surgeon on the telephone now. We can only imagine what this guy is going to say. Sir.
Hello?
I knew it. That's the first time in a long time I knew that was coming.
Sir.
Hello?
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Hi, this is the doctor.
What can you tell us about...
This is the doctor.
Who is this?
Who you think it is?
It sounds like a monster to me.
Can you do a boob job and a facelift simultaneously?
No, I cannot.
Explain why.
Because it's not in my jurisdiction.
Can you spell facelift?
F-I-C-E, lift. L-I-F-T.
Facelift.
Close. You know, fellas, I don't think this is a plastic surgeon. I think this is Dennis Murphy.
Oh, no, it's not.
Hi, Dennis.
How you doing, Dennis?
Hi. How you doing, Don?
How do you spell Dennis?
No, I'm not spelling Dennis.
How do you spell Murphy?
No.
How do you spell Lorraine?
Watch it.
How do you spell mother?
No. Watch it.
How do you spell group home?
Watch it.
How do you spell breakfast?
Watch it.
Oh, come on, Tom. How do you spell oatmeal?
Oatmeal?
Yeah.
It's O-P-E-N-E-R.
Opener.
You got it.
Amen. Right.
Yes, Tom.
Probably next Saturday, we're probably going to have a meet and greet, probably somewhere in Leesburg. I just want to know where you are playing at.
I'll let you know, Tom. I'll call you after the show.
Hello. Hey, where's Charlie at?
He's not here, Tom.
Charlie!
He's not here. You're having a good day, aren't you, Tom?
Yes! Charlie, where are you at?
La. La, la.
Tom?
There you are, Charlie!
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm still here.
I'm just going to put Tom on with some other callers.
Hello?
Hold on a second. Let's see.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Hello?
Pat! Who's this?
My name is Pat.
Who's Pat who?
Pat 8645.
What?
Yeah, I was down in Washington, D.C.
Hey, Pat, go to hell!
Yeah, I was in D.C.
Go to hell, Pat!
Wow.
Hello, Dynamite.
Yeah, hey, Don. You can go number one in the shower with it standing up. Just have to have Frida in there with you.
Tom, you're it's your segment.
Tom can't hear us.
Hey, Pat, go to hell!
Still on Pat.
Tom, we gotta go.
Thank you, goodbye.
Tom, how do you spell goodbye? Oh, he just said take it to break. He hung up.
Take it to break? He always takes it to break.
I guess he wants us to take it to break.
Robot.
Let me just mention that we are still...
Hey, it's a lady.
We're still waiting.
I'm crushed.
We're waiting. Mike, don't be crushed.
I'm very disappointed in crushed.
You know, I think when we get to the next segment, the Confessions of a BJ Queen.
Yes.
I think it'll get the juices flowing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Good.
We have a Veramax Las Vegas trip to give away. A vacation for two to Fun City, Las Vegas. Four nights, 5 days, hotel and airfare. From Veramax, sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. It really works.
Right.
And all a girl or girls have to do is come down
and audition for Rob's mansion. I mean, Mike's mansion.
And disrobe.
Right.
Disrobe. It's Mike's mansion. But we're all in the mansion with Mike.
That's right. Nice. We're here.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm not going to leave
you out. I need you now.
I'm not going to leave you out to dry on this.
And as Joe mentioned, someone's on the way.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that some broad will come down and get naked for a trip to Las Vegas.
So it's hard to believe.
Hard to believe, but our doors are open.
I love gratuitous stuff.
We will be, come down, ladies.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I gotta use the John.
Why didn't you go when we dropped Spence off?
I didn't have to go there. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
The Don and Mike Show.
They wonder if you're Olsen tonight. Don Geronimo, Michael Mirren.
You're worried for no reason, Saeed.
Yeah, I understand. We've got some progress on the mansion front.
All right. Yeah. Girls are here. We'll bring them in here. We're putting up newspaper on the windows right now.
It's always a very good sign that we're going to have activity in the grotto.
I will tell you that on tomorrow's episode, we'll give away another Las Vegas trip. We'll have a brand new logo to Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
And in studio, former intern Joe Rockhead.
Coming down for a visit.
Who was on CNN as recently as last Friday night.
Amazing. We're going to find out all about his new life.
Moderating a discussion about the war in Iraq.
Wow.
A guy who used to go get our newspapers and used to get our soda pops. A guy who we decided was too dumb to be an intern.
That's why we called him Joe Rockhead.
Uh-huh. Is now a member of some political group. And the guy's on CNN constantly.
Pretty amazing stuff. And really, he's almost unrecognizable when we see pictures of him now.
Indubitably. And Robbie, I know it's a lot of work, but maybe tomorrow you can go through the archives.
See if we have any.
And find some segments if we've got.
Because there might be a couple of where we are just screaming at Rockhead.
And what a total tool he is.
We have used him about as much as any intern we've ever had.
He owned it.
He did.
He was
totally deserving.
Yes, he was worse than Slow Andy.
Right.
He did, possibly. No, not possibly. He was the dumbest intern we've ever had.
Yeah, we all had our favorites. We all had interns that we liked. Mm-hmm. I was always partial to the Hobbit.
Well, there's a problem when someone is dumb, but there's a tremendous problem when someone who's dumb but
thinks they're smart.
But look what he's done.
Indubitably.
Yes,
he's on CNN now.
Indubitably.
And I miss Bob Seska.
Well, bring the Bob. Roy's mom was your favorite.
One of my favorites.
Let's bring in the first girl from Mike's mansion.
Very good. Here she comes right now.
Hi there.
And
how are you?
Yeah. Well, wow. Oh, you had the lobby.
Hey, it's a lady.
Sure. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Valerie.
Valerie, where are you from?
Great Falls.
Now, keep in mind that Mike is the solo judge. Mike, yes. You can end this contest now.
I would, but Joe said that there are other people on the way.
But if
there weren't other people on the way, I'd end it right now. Mm-hmm. I could end it easily right now. Yes.
Okay, let me get into the procedure first.
Yes.
This is Mike O'Mara.
How do you do?
Hello.
Welcome to the mansion.
Thank you.
What's your first name, darling?
Valerie.
Where are you from?
Great Falls.
You know, it appears that Valerie is beginning to undress as we speak.
Now let's see you disrobe.
Wow.
Again, we have it written down.
Describe it or just leave it?
No, I mean, we have it written down. The questions for you.
The celebrity she most resembles, there is a little...
I've been waiting to hear what you guys have to say about
that. There is a bit of Cameron Diaz in her.
Really?
Do you not agree with that a little
bit? Yeah, I'm just...
And a little, I'm, you know, no, you know what, even more. Who's Goldie Hawn's daughter?
Katie Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
A lovely
nice,
blonde.
Nice nipples.
Yeah. Oh, and a little squeeze.
Nice nipples.
Wow.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a hard time going number one for 20 minutes.
Oh, stop it.
And Mike, no underpants.
Wow.
No underpants.
Fantastic.
And, incidentally, nice job down
like
there. Like that.
I don't know what I can say on the radio. Yeah.
Nice.
You, and I, I'll say in my best half voice, you appear to be very comfortable with your nudity.
Well, you know, why not?
Yeah.
And as Mr. Skin would say, nice nipplage.
Oh, man.
Now, darling, give Mike a little spin.
Oh, yeah.
Not too fast now. In your opinion.
Wow. And then, you know how I always know it's a good thing? Look at the light in Buzz's studio.
Yeah, the light's
pitch black. That's Buzz over there in the shadows.
Hi, Valerie.
Darling.
Hi.
In your opinion, what is your best quality?
My karma.
Karma,
You know, do the right thing and you'll get by.
Karma.
Baby. What about yourself would you most like to change?
This right here, like the little bit of, you know, the little bit on the back.
Mike, can you help describe whatever it is that like she's talking
it's
about?
It's like right, she's touching her side, like right near where her bra was.
Right, just that.
But I think it's just fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ma'am, would you tell us some of your turn-ons?
Petals.
Cuddles, she said.
Pinches and grabs. I like that.
Pinches and grabs?
Like, grab me, touch me.
Very nice.
Let me know he's thinking about what could come later.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Pie, would you tell us some of your pesky turn-offs?
Guys who aren't sympathetic. Just, you know, kind of dickish.
What qualities do you look for in a companion?
Honesty. Definitely honesty.
What qualities do you avoid?
Well, I guess I hate to say it, but people who tell, not liars, because who wants to be with a liar, but people who you start to catch on that they tell tall tales.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done, my lady?
God.
Baby.
That's tough. Sexually speaking?
Well, it can be sexual.
Anything. Craziest thing you've ever done?
Like, after only being out with this guy for, like, 2 dates, I was just driving one day and just went down.
Yeah.
Oh, car.
Just kind of got inspired.
Wow. That is goofy crazy.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
No, heavens.
No.
Have you said hi to Rob? That's Rob.
Hi, Rob.
How do you feel about older men?
Oh, well... Sure, they've got more maturity than my soon-to-be ex-husband, so let's do it.
If you could change something to make the world better, what would it be?
That's a Playboy question right there.
Yeah, you know...
Yeah, let's scratch that one.
Yeah, thanks.
Finally, tell us in your own words and with your own body language, if you desire, please to tell us why you should be chosen to win this trip to fabulous Las Vegas.
I'll tell you why I came down here. I don't know if it's going to win for me, but, you know, we're having a really crappy time in my office, and I've been hearing you guys talk about this contest all week, and I figured swarms of chicks would be down here. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting at my desk, not having the best day. Some of my coworkers got laid off, and it's just not going well. And listen to you guys every day at my desk. And I was like, damn it, if no one's down there, I'm going. So I was a girl who called twice and was like, hold it for me, because I'm coming.
And you were a woman of your word.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, it's a lady.
And I have to give her a
She's right good looking now.
Real hard for me not to, like, you know. Joe, come in here for a second. I want to ask you a question.
Joe, it's your prerogative, yeah. Mike.
All right, I have to ask Joe a question.
It's Mike's mansion.
You're Joe. Hi.
That's Joe. Joe, you said that there's some others on the way. What's the status of that?
I'm getting more and more calls, I guess, because it's rush hour and there's more girls on the way.
But now keep in mind,
the way we're going to do this. This is the way I want to do this, all right?
But Mike, can I just tell you one thing first?
Yes.
We talked about this contest all day yesterday.
Right.
And hyped it for 2.5 hours.
Right.
We're working very hard now to make sure that we get to the news and the comments at the end of the show.
Right.
The cutoff time...
That's what I was going to say.
Has got to be...
Like the absolute cutoff. But I wanted to go even further.
25 minutes.
I wanted to say that she can stay for 10 minutes. I'm going to give 10 minutes to the next person. If that person is not here within 10 minutes, she's going to get it.
And, you know, I can be flexible.
Cool.
Well, no, now listen.
Does my belly button get me any points?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Would nice you like to pose for Mike anymore?
I think she's done all the posing. She
I like the
do.
Mansion.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Joe, let's get an outside opinion. Joe, what are your thoughts on our little lady?
Very nice.
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 Joe with his smiling eyes.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, well then... As Mike has decreed, as mayor of the mansion.
And that's a very, in 10 minutes, that's all. That's all you get.
So, Mark, 1 minute ago, exactly 10 minutes. Honey, you can get dressed. Or would you like her to stay nude?
No, she's fine. She can get dressed, absolutely. And 10 minutes is the... And so, you know, because I really think a lot of times we're much too lenient as far as our drop-dead times for showing up. 10 minutes, that's it.
Baby.
And you get it.
If MapQuest didn't have such bad directions, I would have been here like 30 minutes.
Did Joe give you the directions?
No, MapQuest. I just
got
inspired and came down here, and it had me running all over Herndon.
Well, I appreciate you auditioning for the mansion.
Oh.
Not only is she beautiful, but she seems to have a real nice personality.
She does indeed. She seems like she'd have a great time out in Las Vegas, and really, that's why the 10 minutes. And,
hey, what's your bra size?
Like 36C, 36B, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not, you know, but hey.
And if her husband is soon to be ex, who would be accompanying her to Las Vegas?
I have a boy. Actually, he's a man, but I have somebody.
A boy toy?
Definitely.
Very good.
I have a boy.
And I have even better. I have a sexy outfit to wear to Vegas.
Baby.
And a very sexy sound to her voice, too.
Stay at Mandalay Bay. We loved it there.
Do I get options?
I don't know. You know what? It doesn't really matter where you stay.
We'll have fun. Have they mentioned that in the...
Sleeping much.
But they're all the places are nice.
Actually, it's a trip out there. You get the airfare. You stay at the airport.
Nope.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
Hotel accommodations.
Hotel accommodations are provided.
That's what it says. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's up, buddies?
Hi there.
Man, my lady called yesterday, and she got the news... What's up with this 21 deal? I mean, if you're over 18...
Nope, it is it's a company rule. You got to be 21 to play any game.
Was there somebody that ruined it for everybody or what?
No, it's just a standard kind of policy.
All right. Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Later.
From the lawyer. See, now people starting to get all but you got 10 minutes, and now everybody's starting to get interested.
Right, yeah, well, where are we?
Sorry, where were you?
Where were these people at 3 o'clock today?
The way it works.
Where were these people when we started talking about the mansion yesterday?
No, I've been called the taskmaster around my mansion.
And, Mike, I'll tell you something.
Yes.
Isn't it great that such a hot girl showed up?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
With such a nice personality.
Yes, I'm very happy.
I know you would have been real down if, like, there'd been a pig.
Yeah, I would have been very disappointed.
And the thing is,
I would have pretended I wasn't, though, but I,
She was in the lobby. Mm-hmm. Right when I just went out to go to the bathroom,
right,
and I came back through, and I said to Joe, I said, "There's a real hot girl out in the lobby," mm-hmm. And Joe said, "Hey, I know, man. She's here for the contest." Like, why is she in the lobby?
Yeah, how long did you wait? How long did you wait?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes. All right, that's not bad.
Well, that's.
I think you guys have just gone to commercial because I saw you guys go out.
JST, Joe Standard Time. All right, very nice meeting you.
Thank you very much,
gentlemen. Very much.
I like your odds so far.
Robbie, let me know when the 10 minutes is up because we might have a winner.
And I like your little polka dot purse, too.
Thank you.
Very cute.
Nice attitude. Nice girl.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, assuming that no other girls show up,
right?
Our next bit is going to be a phone out bit where, I think, is it the guy that's made succotash ice cream?
Yes.
Now, it's a phoner.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three different setups.
Succotash ice cream.
Mike and I can either call, and our gay voice is like this.
Right.
Right there. I'm Michael Hughes.
And I'm Alan Linewand.
And we're way out there.
So, succotash.
And we're gay.
Right.
And we're openly gay. And we would go at it from that standpoint.
Right.
Excellent.
Or we can do this bit with these voices. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Lutoris.
And you are ice cream delicious.
Succotash.
Look at he split. You know,
I know which one I'm voting for.
And then there's Tobacco Road.
That's our favorite.
Where we use the harmonizer, and we are guys who have lost their voice boxes.
Yes, and we will somehow work in tobacco to the ice cream product.
Now, yeah, we ask them if they have tobacco-flavored ice
cream. Buzz, turn your lights back on.
All right. Now, we leave this up to you. Call us right now at 877-365-3636. Mm-hmm. Robbie, I got this mark, right?
That's
so we got a couple of minutes here. Give me some wacky music.
All right.
And we'll take some phone calls, and we'll actually see which one of these you guys would like us to do.
Very good.
Because quite often, oh, something more mellow than that, Robbie.
That's wacky.
Now, go to the, go to the rack. There you go.
The back of the rack.
There you go. That's what we're looking for.
Very
now,
nice.
Let's just take some on-screen calls here and see what you guys think, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Well, two things. One, I originally called because I wanted to lobby for the girl that came in. I think she just sexy together.
She is
damn sexy.
Poo-poo sexy.
All right, and which one would you like us to do?
Definitely the gay guys, the succotash.
All right, now, Robbie, you got to keep score on this. Do you mind? Or Buzz, you're going to this.
Okay.
That was a vote for way out.
All right. Very good.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
It's Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Spokane.
On K-Fan. Which one do you like?
Oh, you got to go with Oxbake Latouris.
Hmm. All right.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Larry Radio God.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Jerry from Delaware.
Jerry, what station are you listening on?
96 Rock.
Right, Ocean City. Buzz and I will be in Ocean City this weekend.
That's right.
When?
We're not appearing, sir.
No, we're just coming down for the weekend with our wives.
Oh, you don't want to go out drinking?
We're going out drinking.
We'll see you there.
We'll be at Secrets probably Saturday night.
Right.
Which one do you vote for?
I like Oxford.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
It's Andrew from Spokane, man.
Andrew, which one do you vote for?
Smoking!
Tobacco Road.
Right.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Which do you vote for?
Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
Well, it's quite a horse race.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike, which one do you vote for?
Oh, I think you should do it as the gay boys. I love it.
Right. Doesn't that mean everyone's got two votes
That's
now?
That's exactly right.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, which would you like?
Let's go with the gay guys.
The gay guys. Hello, Don and Mike. Which do you go for?
Definitely over the top.
Over the top. You mean way out there?
Yeah, way out there, sorry.
The gay guys.
Yeah.
You take the lead.
All right.
Over the top.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Whatever.
Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, could you go with Tobacco Row? I think that's the funniest.
Tobacco Road. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tobacco Road. Please, please don't do that.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. I love you.
Robbie, we got, like 50 a minute? We got a minute left. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about Shaq and Dennis?
He's throwing another one in there, Shaq and Dennis.
Now, you know what? No one would vote for that, but put it down anyway.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
A write-in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, Don and Mike, who do you vote for?
Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road. Hello, Don and Mike. Which one do you want?
Tobacco Road, please.
Thank you, my friend. Don and Mike, hello. Which one?
I like Tobacco Road.
Thank you. Don and Mike, which one? Hello?
Hello, it's going to be Mr. Oxbig and Mr. Latouris.
Thank you. Don and Mike, which one?
Tobacco Road.
Thank you. Don and Mike, which one?
Hey, Tobacco Road.
Thank you. Don and Mike, which one?
Don and Mike.
Which one?
Hey, I want to hear the Two Fat Black Ladies. You guys haven't done that in a long time.
Oh, it's raining.
Time!
Time! That's it, Buzz.
We have a write-in for It's Raining Food, a write-in for Shaq and Dennis. Oxbig and Latouris got 4 votes. Way Out There got 4 votes, but the clear winner with 9 votes is Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
Robbie, set up the harmonizer. You asked for
it. I just laugh even when we're thinking about doing
it. How much time is left, incidentally, for other girls to show up? Is anybody?
We're almost out of time, right?
No, that was what I yelled time for.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that means...
That means bring her back in.
Bring her in.
Valerie.
You know what? Hold on. Bring her in after the break.
After the break.
We got a break. Then bring her in, give her the trip, and we'll do the back of the road.
Go running by the window. I don't know what's going on.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Strain mouth, iron lung, chimney breath, toss, sucking tobacco face. Lung infested yellow fingers give topo using emphysema loving. These are not nice names, people. Smokers are people, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
They sure work hard, don't they, Bonnie?
Yeah? I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back where we can't see them. Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay.
How's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter. Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Bonnie, Winston tastes good like a cigarette.
The Don and Mike Show.
Something funny.
The patron saints of jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Advertising is so taboo to think they had the Flintstones selling cigarettes.
Wow. Cartoon characters.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll be giving away a trip to Las Vegas, number 5. Oh, bring the girl in, who's our big winner
today. Valerie.
Also, tomorrow, for those of you who love it, we peel back the seedy under body of the belly of radio.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you about the new format on our former New York station.
Yes, it's fascinating.
Wow.
The a-hole that they've chosen to be the program director and why the format will be a total failure. Disgrace,
yes,
and will be the Hindenburg of radio.
Oh my!
So they never fail to amaze us.
Also tomorrow, the BJ Queen, brand new low budget Jeopardy, and as you mentioned, our former idiot intern, now on CNN, Joe Rockhead. Valerie, congratulations!
You're going to Las Vegas, Valerie.
Woohoo! Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. You're a wonderful girl. Thank you for getting your ass down here.
Literally.
Let me tell you that, well, you've already signed the paperwork.
Yes, I have.
Go to Las Vegas, courtesy of Vermax. Have a great time.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Anybody you want to say hi to before we kick you out of here?
I'm sorry?
Anybody you want to say hello to?
Oh, they're already listening.
They're all listening. Well, Valerie's won the trip to Las Vegas.
And for me, too.
Thank you, Valerie.
Have fun.
I don't want to...
Hey, it's a lady.
Embarrass. But how about your dog, Mike?
All right.
Aww.
Yes. As we end this edition of Mike's Mansion.
Winner gets a hug.
Now Mike's not going to be able to go number one for 20 minutes.
I'm done.
Thank you, Valerie.
Thanks, Valerie.
Pretty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pretty girl.
There she goes.
Pretty, pretty girl. Very soon we'll be, we're working, our friend Tim, you know, Manic Depressive, Tim Sabian. Uh-huh. Program director of WYSP, good idea to get us back up to Philly, doing a remote up there. Tell you about that. No,
Tim.
Tim.
No need.
He's already nervous.
Tim, we're coming. Tim has, I'm not going to let it go down, but actually an excellent idea for a remote broadcast.
Remote?
A remote, very good broadcast. So we'll be back in Philly soon. I'm going to say this to put pressure on the station in Reno, that we want to come to Reno, and the station in Reno wants us to come out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a few logistical details.
Mm-hmm.
They're like with airplanes and stuff.
Huh.
Nothing about prices or anything. Just get us out there and get us right back.
Right.
But anyway, we have a date in May to go to Reno.
Very good.
And if everything works out all right, that's going to be the plan.
Excellent.
So we'll be going to Philly soon. Then what, Buzz?
Well, Mike and I keep saying the same things at the same time. It's just weird.
What did you say?
Excellent, yeah.
Oh, excellent, right. So it's
positive
Philly.
Positive reinforcement words.
Yeah. It's Philly and it's Reno. Those are like 95% for sure.
Nice.
And one that we're working on.
Fantastic.
And here's the only thing holding us back from being on Armed Forces Radio.
Yes.
And we'd love to be on Armed Forces Radio. And the guys at the Pentagon would like to have at least an hour of the show every day to broadcast to our guys and gals over in Afghanistan and Iraq and everywhere else.
I think we need to make it a horny hour.
All they need is for some behind-the-scenes maneuver called tones, where we send out some kind of tone that can only be heard by dogs that lets the Armed Forces Radio Automation Service No, we've gone to commercial break.
That's it, and that's all that's standing in the way of us in a broadcast to the troops.
That's it,
cool.
And the good people at Westwood One, somebody get a tape of that. We actually said good people at Westwood One.
What have they done?
They're putting the tones together.
Are they really?
Beautiful.
So very soon we'll be heard on Armed Forces Radio.
Westwood One time.
So now, no. They're working on it.
Oh, they are?
Because it's Armed Forces Radio.
Good. Nothing would give me greater pleasure.
So it's a good PR for the company. Okay, Tobacco Road.
Ready?
The setup is a guy's made corn and lima bean ice cream.
Mm.
Delicious.
Call him up, Rob.
Okie doke.
Get ready for your intro, Buzz.
I'm ready.
And again, this is what you guys requested.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'd be lying if we didn't say this is our favorite.
So. Yeah, it is, but I just wanted to give everybody the option.
Worked out great.
You know. Fortunately, you guys picked up on the fact that we love it.
And we like them all, but this one's just kind of special.
This is the one we love the most.
Because it's just so way out there.
People like the voices.
Joe will be with you in 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Excellent.
And then you'll be on the air, so hang on.
All right, now, Mike, we're going to go into mode.
Very good.
Hello, fellow. My name is Joe Camel, and I'm Miko Team. I'm going to push the button, and he'll hear the audio. We are disc jockeys who have had our voice boxes removed. Are you ready, Buzz?
Ready.
When you hear the music, are you ready, Joe? Sure am. How about you, Nicholas? Ready and willing. Buzz? Here we go.
Okay.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's time for Tobacco Road with Joe Camel and Nick O'Teen. Now, here's Nick and Joe.
Thanks, Buzz. Hey, dudes and dudettes. How's it hanging? I've got a camel, no filter hanging from my lip now, hence my name, Joe Camel. And as usual, I'm nicotine smoking a Marlboro Red. Welcome to Tobacco Road on the Westwood One Hello Radio Network. As you know, we do not have our voice boxes. They were surgically removed. However,
We still smoke. And we still do our show. And we want to thank again Westwood One in particular. We would like to thank Joel Hollander for giving us this opportunity. Joel, unfortunately, is on the patch. He is making the foolish decision to quit smoking. I advise smoking while you are using the patch, thus doubling your nicotine. Smoke cigarettes, cigars, pipes, and chew tobacco. As you know, we talk about things besides our love of cigarettes. I particularly enjoy ice cream, even though sometimes it leaks out of my blowhole. I cannot have soft serve. I must have very cold, nearly frozen ice cream. Otherwise, it will make a mess on your neck bib. My days of the good humor man are long gone. Hello, friends. This is Joe Camel, and I am nicotine. Coast to coast on Tobacco Road at 3 after the hour. Kids won't scream for the ice cream being dished up at Aldrich's Beef and Ice Cream Parlor in New York because the ice cream is filled with corn and lima beans. That's right, Joe. We are going to interview a man who makes funny ice cream products. I believe it was an April Fool's joke. Ha ha! We love jokes. Hello, Scott Aldrich.
Hello.
You're on the air with Joe and Nick. How did your corn and lima bean ice cream go over?
Went over very well. We served 30 gallons of it on April Fool's Day.
Have you ever sold ice cream to people who have had their voice boxes removed?
As a matter of fact, I have. They enjoy it, too.
Ho, ho! It is a problem for us. As I mentioned, I cannot enjoy soft serve. Tell us some of your goofy flavors, please.
Well, we've had flavors on April Fool's Day, like ketchup and mustard swirl.
Ho, ho!
Pork and beans.
Have you ever had a tobacco-flavored ice cream?
No, we never have.
You know what I love on my ice cream?
What?
Jimmy's. Do you have Jimmy's?
Yes, we do. Rainbow Jimmy's.
Rainbow Jimmy's. Are you a smoker?
No, I'm not.
I'm not. I had a bowl of vanilla one time, and someone thought I had Jimmy's on it, but it was actually spittle from skull that I was dipping at the time. It looked just like Jimmy's. Hey, Scott, how come you don't smoke?
Gave it up years ago.
But why?
I didn't enjoy it that much.
Do you sell cigarettes in your ice cream parlor?
No, we don't.
Cigars?
Because it's almost against the law now in New York State.
Boo, boo, boo. That is no good. No good. But your ice cream store sells ice cream that tastes like corn and lima bean. Would you consider next year for April Fool's Day a good ice cream flavor like Parliament Ripple? How about that? Or you could
good ideas.
When you were a smoker, what was your brand of choice?
I'd say Marlboro.
Is that Marlboro in the red box, Marlboro Light, or Marlboro Ultra?
I think they only had one kind when I was doing it.
Boy, those would be reds.
Right.
I've been smoking reds for 47 years.
Wow.
And when you were a smoker, sad to say you're not, at the peak, how many packs a day would you smoke?
Probably not even one a day.
My personal best boom I hit over the holidays recently, you should be proud, 9 packs in one setting. 9 packs. He lit one up at 7 a.m. and put the last one out at midnight. One good thing about losing your voice and smoking through a blowhole is you can fit up to 5 cigarettes at one time, and you're doing that simultaneously as you speak. Joe, you're right. Nicotine? Well, I guess, yes, what? We have to go to a break now. I certainly enjoy talking about ice cream.
Well, thank you very much.
So have I. Scott, next year, please think about cigarette-flavored ice cream.
Okay.
And very seriously,
I'll give it a
thank
thought.
You for being on our show. Scott, what makes our show special?
Just you guys make it so special.
And why are we special?
Because you're smokers.
And what is special about us? Exactly.
You don't have a voice box.
Yay! We do not hide from that. We are proud of that. We will smoke one tonight in your honor, Scott. Good luck, Scott.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, everybody. Ho, ho. The question is, pipe tobacco. Is it better today than it was in days gone by? And can you chew it?
This has been Tobacco Road with Joe Camel and Nicotine, brought to you by Scope Mouthwash. With Scope, they'll never know you're smoking again. Join us next time on the Westwood One Radio Network. This is Phil Morris speaking.
Get down tonight. Took it out of me. Me too. Oh, he's still on hold. Hold on, please. Our producer will chat with you during the commercials. Okay.
Let's see how the post interview goes.
Yeah, they always stay on the line.
Hey, Scott. How do you think it went? They're really legendary. They're pros. They've been in the market. They've been in D.C. since just after the war. But they would not be taken off the air, and I think what they've done is really quite remarkable. Korea.
Phenomenon.
Oh, he's killing me.
Now the guy's giving them the whole review.
Yeah, they have, like, a computer simulator. It runs directly from their, like, I guess their neck into the port.
good lie, Rob.
Technical explanation.
Directly from their neck.
Well, I think he did a great job.
He can spin a tail, can't he?
Well, he did a great job. I was wondering, would it be possible if he could send some ice cream along to it?
Okay, now that's the Robin Hood coming out.
Well, that's understood. But thanks. We'll keep your number in our Rolodex, and maybe we'll speak next April.
Bye then.
Bye then. Bye.
Yeah. Rob, it's a computer thing. It goes directly from their neck. You killed me. And Robbie, it was the real you asking for free ice cream, right?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Well, I would have shared it. He bought it. So 100%.
Oh, really?
He said, that's the weirdest thing I've ever done. He said, I'm sorry, but it took a lot of my concentration. I was thinking, I thought you did a fine
job. Oh, that's great.
Great.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Bareboats.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Hold on. How come it's... Nah, never mind. It's all that stuff. Oh, the machine's busted now.
Oh, no.
Busted. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, scarier than a vat full of rats are the lawsuits against the producers of TV's reality shows.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word? We play a crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's new show. Buzz brought to you by Paramax. Sexual pleasure. And performance enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone called for doctor.
Clinically tested. Paramax works. Here at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers try it today. Paramax, 1-888, try VMAX. Buzz, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that our former station in New York,
yes,
Station ONA ruined, WNEW, is switching formats within 25 minutes. And I'll give this more time tomorrow to tell you everything that's wrong with it. But the new station will be Blink 1027. The morning show will be hosted by a DJ named Booger. Booker from K-Rock.
Oh, boy.
His co-host is Jennifer Lopez's sister. They're going to be entertainment / and what was the quote that I read in the internal memo today? The type of music that 18 to 24-year-old women listen to at home.
Aha.
Not the regular stuff you hear on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's niche
programming.
And Rob and I just heard a promo where they're saying, coming soon to this frequency. Right now, go to AOL and put us on your buddy list. I Am Us, your favorite song. And at 7, the most requested song of the day will be the first song on the new Blink 1027.
Ooh.
Blink.
Ooh.
And you'll miss it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Blink and you'll miss it.
Blink and no one's listening.
Good luck.
We still got the feed. I bet they take this away from us. I'm just going to leave it in the background, Buzz.
Okay.
You go ahead with the news.
All right.
One of the dumb promos comes on.
Good. I'll stop.
You'll be able to hear it.
All right.
Anyway, this is our former New York station, which is finally... They just should have blowed it up.
Yeah. Right.
You know, bloated up real good.
Bloated up good.
Anyway, Buzzy.
Reality show contestants are starting to fight back against the TV producers who trick them around the world. These victims of entertainment are filing more and more lawsuits against the producers. A London woman announced this week she's suing Madonna's husband, Guy Ritchie, who developed a candid camera type show called Swag. 26-year-old LaTanya Mitchell says she answered an ad for a job only to find herself in a dark basement, in her words, with burly things.
Hey, it's a lady.
Quoting her, I thought those men were going to rape or kill me when in fact it was all a big joke at my expense. A spokesman for Guy Ritchie says he's no longer involved in the show. A spokesman for the show says, quote, we are sorry, LaTanya felt upset.
Hold on.
In a few hours, a new radio station will be coming to this frequency, 102.7 FM. As part of its programming, this station will be using a new technology developed exclusively to communicate simultaneously with thousands of our listeners.
Right.
If you would like to try out this new technology, log on to AOL Instant Messenger now. Put Blinkline, BLINKLINE, on your buddy list.
Cutting edge.
Communicate with you. Make a request. Then, tonight, the most requested song, I Am to Blinkline, will be our first song. Then, for the rest of the night, we'll be playing your requests and putting them on instantly. So send an I Am instant message to Blinkline. Thank you for taking the time to try this new technology. Blink is coming in hours to 102.7 FM.
The New York Lotto jackpot is now 43.
I have it.
There it is.
A jive is that.
That's where we used to work, ladies and gentlemen.
Not anymore.
This new technology. this amazing new technology called IMing that no other radio station has ever thought of before.
Wow.
This incredible CF! They're so stupid, it's beyond belief. Now, I've also heard the program director is that douchebag, Steve Kingston.
Oh, delightful.
And, now, you just heard this whole thing is going to be Blink 1027, mm-hmm. targeted at women. Mm-hmm. They've hired to be the station voice, Kiefer Sutherland.
Really?
Now, you know him, Jack Bauer?
Yeah, last week on 24.
Yeah, so what's he going to do?
You are listening to Blink 1027.
God, it is such a CF.
I'm sure they didn't tie a little money up in that, getting Kiefer Sutherland to voice the station.
You know, it was what was it, August?
Hey, everybody, that's where we used to work.
It was August that Opie and Anthony went off the deep end and that station ceased to exist.
Right.
So it's August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Roughly 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best they came up with?
That's what they got. We'll have to keep monitoring the progress.
You know what? All you guys listening to us right now, whatever the instant message buddy list thing was,
mm-hmm.
you should go on and request like Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Yeah, get a Skinnered,
everybody.
You know,
Smoking by Boston.
I mean, you're killing me because if you call and you request like Southern Rock, that'll screw their whole thing up.
Request Tush by ZZ Top.
Absolutely, all Southern Rock songs. You know, that's what you really ought to request that.
And if they really came on and there's like some new age jazz, they go
Blink 102.7. Here's Freebird.
Blink 102.7. You asked, and we play.
You know what? Get it done. I think really, if we're going to do this right, we have to have a serious effort, and it should be the double went down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It should be one song that everybody requests.
I'm looking at my big box of bad songs. Wow. Jesus, there's so many.
I like Tush, incidentally.
Yeah.
But it will screw them up.
It could be a wacky, nutty song. Nutty like, you know, like
Street.
Partridge Family or something like that.
Or something from Jim Stafford.
We got to go with I Like Tush by ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
That's a winner. And that's easy to remember because it's
W, any W, just dial.
This is Blink 102.7.
But you guys have got to hit it now.
Yeah.
Because the five people who have been listening to that station in New York today have probably already done it.
Yeah. Go for it.
Let me put my AOL up right now. Hold on a second.
Right. Blink line.
It was that a buzz?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on.
Very good.
Instant message.
All right.
I'm doing it right now. Come on.
All right.
Let me click instant message to Blink line.
That's it. Very good. You know, being radio, don't you think they've already really picked the first song?
Yes. You know they have.
Yeah. Liars.
They have. It's like, we asked you what you thought.
Right.
No, we didn't.
All right. Rob, you will see that I have instant messaged to Blink line.
Absolutely.
Tush / ZZ Top.
Fantastic.
I will send it. Now it says hi, and it has my screen name, which I'm not going to tell you, but it says, hi, welcome to Blink Line, brought to you by 1027 Blink. Please type the word request to start.
I was going
to
walk you through it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I did. Request. What is the name of the artist you'd like to hear? ZZ Top. One artist found. ZZ Top. Zero, start over with a new artist. One. You've selected ZZ Top. What song would you like to hear? Tush.
They act like they really have that song.
For some reason, they have it in selector.
Your request, Tush by ZZ Top, has been added to our list. If you'd like to add a comment, do so now. Okay. Suck.
Well, now they won't play your song.
Yeah, they probably won't play it now.
That's a good comment.
I wrote,
Suck, I wrote, suck my D, Steve. And they wrote back, thank you.
Of course.
God, there it is.
So you got to hit, well, guys, you got to hit this fast.
Blink line.
Blink line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because they're only going to be playing this rap for another 35 minutes before they go to the new bad format. And yeah, the first song has already been decided.
Oh, absolutely.
But we can F with the system.
Sure.
We can have some fun with the system.
Sure, why not?
Wow. Now, I bet I can't go back again because now they're going to have me in their database.
Yeah,
they're going to have my AOL screen name in their database.
You'll get spam now.
So you'll probably only be able to do this one time per screen name, but that's a good thing about AOL is that you can have 8 or 9 screen names.
And perhaps every night we can come up with our favorite song.
unless they got a thing that reads the IP address, and then in which case they know that it's coming from the same computer.
Right.
So maybe I'm...
Maybe tomorrow night we can do Bat Out of Hell.
Well, today's song is Tush.
Tush, everybody.
And when you type it in, it'll say ZZ Top. It'll give you a choice.
And I like your pronunciation of that. That's my Tush.
Well, it's
you turn it into a rear end.
Tush.
Tush. Tush. Yeah. Jackie Mace.
That's what they're talking
tush.
About.
Tush.
Hey, nice Tush.
Nice blink line. How? I'm glad you guys got to hear that promo.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that? 8 months to come up with a format. And that's the best they can do?
Hey, you can't blame them for using that cutting-edge technology.
Yeah. And they have Kiefer Sutherland.
Right.
This new technology is being utilized. Instant message us the song you'd like to hear.
It's 7 o'clock on Blink 102.7. Once again, for the third night in a row, you've chosen Tush by ZZ Top.
Do you think they're going to get the low-key Kiefer or the really over-the-top freeze-in-your-track Kiefer?
Blink 102.7.
Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Quick comment. I got 6 screen names, and I've done it on 3. I'm working on screen name 4 right now.
All right, great. Then they're not smart enough. They've not set it up correctly.
Shocker.
I'm resisting the temptation to put Don and Mike Rock, and I'm putting, like, go ZZ Top in the comments.
Previously on 24.
Or else, you know what you do, really?
Mm-hmm.
Put Steve Kingston is a fag. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, you guys rock.
Thanks, see you later.
Thanks.
Previously on 24.
Previously on WNEW.
Wow.
And then we can start an office pool tomorrow. How long until they change it again?
Amen.
How long until they do what they should have done all along, which is just play light rock?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We'll see if they're as patient with this format as they were the last one.
Yeah. Amen.
Kiefer Sutherland.
It's so funny to look at this thing on my instant message screen where if you'd like to add a comment, do so now. And I write, suck my D, Steve. And it says, blink line, thank you.
Thank you.
Exclamation point. Very good chance this could be the song at 7 o'clock, too.
Right.
This is Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, that's what they're all listening to in their living rooms.
Jesus.
ZZ Top. Your average 18 to 24-year-old woman rocking with ZZ Top.
That's too funny.
Smoking.
Smoking.
That's too good. That's too much fun.
Vacuuming and smoking, Rob.
You know, look at this.
All right.
We broke again.
This was worth it.
And plenty of time for news.
Mm-hmm.
But I consider this news.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is inside radio news.
It sure is.
That you guys got to hear firsthand
mm-hmm.
how this company is ruining.
Oh, it's like something going on at our old college.
A really great radio station. Yeah. And you know what else I heard? I heard they're definitely losing the NEW call letters,
oh.
which is a mistake.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you could call it Fart 1027, but you don't lose those heritage call letters. Those call letters mean something to New York City.
Man, oh, man.
But
honest to God.
I don't know. Those are the guys
like
who work
that,
for.
Doesn't that station have an amazing history?
It used to.
I mean, it has an amazing history, like the Beatles and things like
that. We're part of the amazing history of that station.
Yeah, we are indeed, and now they're making history as we speak.
Gene Rayburn.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Outrageous, if you please, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, you got to stay on to 7. I have Ron and Fez leave it on.
No can do. We've already gotten the word that
Our teeth.
Are we in trouble already?
Our teeth are in the ringer already.
Bad dick.
Well.
I'll have to call my mom in the Bronx and tell her to listen for me.
Yeah. I hope Ron, you know, Ron and Fez aren't here tonight in D.C.,
right.
So they don't have access to the same, like, stuff we have, the engineering stuff.
Right. Yeah, we're already getting yelled at, so it's all right.
We're already in trouble.
Well, we tried.
Don't you going to get us in more trouble.
Buddy, it's, what is it, Blinklist? I am Blinklist.
Blinkline.
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 I think it was. I am Blinkline. That's an instant message on AOL, Blinkline. Right. You got to flood them. You got to flood them requesting Tush.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Mike says Tosh.
Yeah, I'm the only one.
By ZZ Top. Too funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, Buzz, you go ahead. We're going to hear the dumb promo one more time.
Very good.
Before they pull the plug and figure out what we're doing, before
right.
we officially get really in trouble.
Let me tell you about Rupert Murdoch, the man who owns the Fox TV network and so much more. He's one step closer to world domination. He's just bought a big piece of the DirecTV satellite service.
You know, that could either be good
yeah.
or bad for DirecTV.
Ben, you know, I only read one thing in the article that I read about it today that indicated he's going to bring us more high-definition programming.
There's a good thing.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, okay, Rob, I hope he does.
The control is scary.
I hope he does.
Rupert Murdoch already owns Europe's DirecTV equivalent, Sky TV. This now puts him in control of most of what the entire world sees on television.
World domination.
Sky TV also covers Australia, India, China, South America, and the Middle East. He already owns not only the Fox network, but a string of TV stations, including three here in the Washington-Baltimore area. Obviously, he also owns the Fox News Channel, Fox Sports Net, the 20th Century Fox Movie Studio, FX, the National Geographic Channel, the Speed Channel, TV Guide, the New York Post, and a lot of other newspapers.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Right.
And BFD. You know,
but some people are frightened by the idea of one man controlling so much media.
What was the BFD for? That he owns all that, or what?
Yeah.
What's your point?
Should one man have that much influence on world opinion?
Why not? Would you rather have... Don't want to name it. Would you rather have 30 Steve Kingstons out there running these networks, or one Rupert Murdoch? I'll take one Rupert Murdoch.
You are killing me, right?
Would you rather have 30 Jay Stevens?
Right.
Or one Rupert Murdoch?
Well, the thing is that the Rupert Murdochs can send out their Jay Stevenses.
Yeah, but a guy like Rupert Murdoch doesn't have Jay Stevens.
If you had 30 Jay Stevens all on each other's shoulders, though,
would you? then you'd have a Rupert Murdoch. Oh, they're rocking out now.
Yeah.
If you could look at confidential information about celebrities, would you?
Yes.
A Los Angeles police officer did and allegedly made some extra coin by selling that information to the tabloids.
I will sell Leah Remini's phone number for $1.
Amen. 13-year veteran Kelly Chrisman denies he sold the info and says he only looked it up because his supervisors told him to.
Don't be fooled, folks. That's just the number to Vivian's restaurant in Beverly Hills.
But the City of Angels, after its own internal investigation, found enough evidence to prompt it to settle at least one lawsuit out of court. That lawsuit was filed by former baseball star Steve Garvey. The other lookups included Jennifer Aniston, Mickey Rourke, Pamela Anderson, Nicole Brown Simpson, Sharon Stone, Sean Penn, Meg Ryan, Kobe Bryant, O.J. Simpson, Larry King, Drew Barrymore, Cindy Crawford, and Halle Berry.
I kept calling the number for Nicole Brown Simpson, but no one answered.
Pamela Anderson, what about Louis Anderson?
I don't know if he's on the list or not, but perhaps he should be.
Did you miss that?
I did.
Rose said he keeps calling Nicole Simpson's number. No one answers.
Fair.
Oh,
hey.
Hold on, this segue. Blink. I'm going to call Wipe. Wipe 1027.
That's an export format.
Anyway, Buzzy.
Anti-war celebrity Rosie O'Donnell will be talking a little politics with some little kids. She's hosting the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards this Saturday night.
Oh, God.
She says she will not use the show as a forum for her own political agenda. And
she's still going to have her Hitler haircut?
She says she won't talk about war. Probably, yeah. But she says she will talk about peace. Quoting her, peace is good, war is bad. That's the message I'd like every child to learn. Nickelodeon says as long as she keeps her message subtle, it'll be okay. Other anti-war celebrities, including Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, will be presenters at the ceremony, but Nick says it doesn't expect they'll get too political either once they see their audience.
And the nominees for Best Hand Infection are... Oh, it's me!
Oh, man, I know I shouldn't have put my hand there.
The wars against Iraq and terrorism aren't the only battles affecting Pakistan these days. There's a war on pornography in that country.
Pakistan.
The Pakistani government says it's blocked 1,800 websites so far, but there are hundreds of thousands of those adult websites still available, so it'll be a long and difficult battle. Quoting one technician, curbing porn sites is as difficult as blocking the wind. You block one and dozens more come up like mushrooms.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
I think earlier we were hearing some blockage of wind.
Quoting one Pakistani religious leader, this is one good move on the part of the present government. The young generation should be saved from sinking neck deep in the filth of pornography.
Mm.
But quoting a 14-year-old boy, how can the government deprive us from having fun? Hey now, Jeffrey Tambor, who played Hank Kingsley on the Larry Sanders Show, is coming back to television. He's joining the cast of a CBS comedy pilot called Rubbing Charlie.
I really think he took a step down when he was the announcer for the Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
It was just weird. You know, knowing him as Hank Kingsley, I hated the fact
that someone called for a doctor.
And he did that. Oh, I thought that was the Charlie button. What was the Charlie button?
Rubbing Charlie is the name of the new show.
Here it is.
Get to know Charlie. Rub me!
Oh.
Hey now.
Tambor's not Charlie. He's not the star, but he'll play a doctor on the show alongside Wallace Langham.
Someone called for a doctor?
He'll be with Wallace Langham, who appeared with Tambor on the Larry Sanders Show. That's right, as the writer in the early episodes. Disney-owned ABC TV is in fourth place and has been for most of the past 2 months. Only two of the network shows, only two shows made it into the top 40 from ABC last week. NBC had 16 shows in the top 40. CBS had 15, and Fox had 7. ABC had 2, The Bachelor and Primetime Thursday.
Where's The World According to Jim?
Jim Belushi's fabulous sitcom.
Didn't make the top 40.
He's so good.
Not sure it made the top 100.
Are we the only ones that think he's actually funnier than his brother?
I'll tell you one man he's not funnier than. George Lopez.
Oh, my God. George Lopez is brilliant.
Oh, he is.
Great.
Michael Eisner's Disney has found another way to make money. The company's starting a video-on-demand service this fall. Eisner says MovieBeam will offer viewers 100 movies, which they can start whenever they like, as opposed to waiting for a specific showtime. The system is being tested first in Salt Lake City.
That's a good place.
Actually, Disney's the last company to get on the video-on-demand bandwagon. Five other studios are working together on a similar project called MovieLink.
Blow me. I will tell you something I noticed in our hotel room on Spankervision. We were down in New Orleans.
Right. You say Spankervision?
Yeah. I watched that movie Empire with John Leguizamo.
Right.
We're still segueing. It's not Aerosmith.
No, I know it's not. It's a sample.
These ideas nightmares.
It's your favorite. Marshall Mathers.
Hello, Marshall.
So anyway, I rented this movie, Empire,
right.
And as it turns out, it had to do something, and I didn't realize I was pressing buttons, and you could actually, in the hotel room, pause it.
Wow.
Save it.
Right.
And then when you go back to the hotel later that night, you press the menu, and it says, continue watching saved movie.
Fantastic feature.
So, excellent. Like, you don't get ripped off. You don't have to spend 2 hours watching. And it also had rewind and fast forward.
Can you imagine that? That means you only have to rent your porno once.
Great minds think alike.
Isn't that incredible?
Buzz, we got to get out of here.
In sports, no Masters today because of rain. It may happen again tomorrow. And finally, in England today, a professional knife thrower shocked the TV viewing audience when one of his daggers sliced into the head of his assistant. Happened during a live broadcast, according to Reuters News Service.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Viewers saw the performer's 22-year-old girlfriend clutch the side of her head, and they heard her 23-year-old knife-throwing boyfriend yell, oh, my God, there's blood. Quick, get her off.
Oh, no.
A spokesman for the British Morning Show says the wound was really just a nick. Quoting him, she's fine and recovering well. You really don't expect that kind of thing from a world record holder. Yes, but that's why we watch.
Oh, no.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
We gotta go.
Don't blink.
Oh, we're gonna be all over that tomorrow. We're gonna be all over that like flies on ass.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey.
Yeah?
Suck my D, Steve.
Thank you.
BM.
Eater J, Steve.
Till we meet again,
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.